Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening from Bearcat Arena. The Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team getting set to wrap up the Winston-Reeves Classic here tonight as they face the William Jewell Cardinals. The Northwest women coming in with a 3-0 record after picking up a win yesterday here in the Winston-Reeves Classic, beating Southwest Minnesota State 93-46. A great start to that game, a great first half for Northwest, and they followed it up with a solid second half as well to get the big win in the opener for Northwest in the Winston-Reeves Classic. Just a short time ago, Southwest Minnesota State edged Missouri Valley College 59-56 to get a win in their second game. And again, it is Northwest and William Jewell in this matchup tonight to wrap up the Winston-Reeves Classic and a busy weekend of Northwest athletics as well. So far, so good as the two basketball teams trying to close out with wins. The men are playing as we speak down in St. Joseph, also against William Jewell. But again, it is the Northwest Missouri State women and William Jewell tonight here from Bearcat Arena. We're back with more after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
And we're back at Bearcat Arena before tonight's women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and William Jewell in the Winston-Reeves Classic. Northwest expecting maybe a little bit tougher test tonight against this William Jewell team than they got last night against Southwest Minnesota State in the 93-46 win. William Jewell, a 75-47 winner over Missouri Valley in the first game of the day yesterday, but they've got some inside players that can play outside and will play outside. That'll be a little bit of a challenge for Northwest, but the Bearcats hoping to build off of yesterday's game, where they had a fast start. They rebounded the basketball better. Yesterday, they ended up out-rebounding Southwest Minnesota State 48-23. That's one of the big things that Coach Kellogg was hoping the team would work on in the early part of this year, and it looks like they took a step forward yesterday anyway in that category. Also started the game out better. A little bit of a tweak in the starting lineup. Meredith Scott, who is the leading scorer right now for this Bearcat team, averaging just over 14 points a game, inserted into the starting lineup last night in place of Ashley Thayer. We did see a lot of Ashley Thayer still in terms of minutes, but a tweak in the starting lineup may be part of why it helped Northwest get out to a faster start yesterday. The same lineup tonight for this William Jewell matchup for the Northwest women, so we'll see if they can get out to that same sort of fast start. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Mark Kellogg. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Northwest Missouri State graduate Larry Lee has returned to the Northwest campus as the Director of Business Development and Tenant Relations for the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. Lee originally came to Northwest as a non-traditional student and says Northwest professors helped make him feel comfortable as a non-traditional student.
A lot of experiential learning involved, and just some great professors, both at the undergraduate level, as I finished that up in 93, and then also with my MBA in 94.
Lee says his degree led to a job at Northwest following graduation.
I actually went to work for Northwest Missouri State University with one of their outreach programs, the Small Business and Technology Development Center in St. Joseph. And I stayed there for a couple of years before leaving and going to UMKC. And I was with UMKC until February of this year, and I came back to Northwest, which was kind of a fun thing to do, come back to the old alma mater.
Lee says he's enjoyed being able to return to the Northwest campus and his new position.
The Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship is truly a jewel that Northwest has. But it's a jewel that is not known far and wide in the region. So part of my job is to get that information out.
1994 graduate of Northwest Missouri State's MBA program, Larry Lee.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Tonight's Winstead-Reeves matchup between Northwest Missouri State and William Jewell. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. Coach, I know we talked a little bit about it last night, but your team able to address a couple of things that I know you really wanted to see improve. Do you feel improvements are coming? I know it's still very early, but improvements are coming the way you want to see them right now?
Yeah, no, the big emphasis was rebounding, and we completely, I thought, cleaned that up. But the big difference was defensively with rebounding is we forced some quick, tough shots by them that they missed, so we were able to clean up the boards, and we made a lot of shots and didn't give them very many opportunities to get rebounds. It's a little hit and miss there, I guess, depending on what happens. The other one was, I just think we're buying in defensively. We're understanding the system, what we're asking them to do. As we say, we want to fly around on D, and I thought we were in passing lanes. We got tips, obviously several turnovers. I think we had 27, and those can lead to easy points offensively. And when you score 93, that probably means you were able to get out and go in transition, which we turned their turnovers into points.
Now, with the rebounding, was it just effort, positioning, or a combination of a bunch of different things? What is it?
Yeah, all of the above. Positioning as the will and the want to, as I say, wanting to go get the basketball. So I think it all plays into it, but a lot of times we were in position because they took some quick rush shots that they weren't ever even in the position to get inside of us to rebound because we were beating them back, setting our defense, shots were going up, and they never had inside position.
Now, with your team, you've mentioned how you've got several different players. You did do a little bit of a tweak in the starting lineup, got a faster start last night than you had in the previous couple games.
Yeah, no, we did, and inserted Meredith Scott in the lineup, and we'll go with that again tonight and kind of see how it looks. And we thought about some other changes too, and then we had some illnesses and things, so we just kind of backtracked with that one. So yeah, we'll give another shot. We kind of like that. I liked Victoria and Merity in there together because they complement each other a little bit better than Thayer and Victoria did. But we like our bench depth. We like some of the kids coming off the bench, their energy, their ball movement, type players, and then Alexis Bay inside is coming off the bench and doing a great job defensively on the inside. So I think we're establishing roles, but I'm not going to get too caught up in that because it's still early.
It seems like, of course, everybody wants to think or thinks about starters and wants to start, that sort of thing, but it seems like coming down to minutes played is kind of a big key. If you're playing well, you're going to play a lot of minutes whether you're starting or not.
Yeah, and we really, surprisingly, we haven't even had to address this yet. We haven't talked about it at all. I don't even tell them the starting lineup until I go into the board 7 minutes before the game, to be completely honest, and I just write their names up there and who their matchup is, and that's when they know they're starting. And, you know, we've had no issue. You know, I think that's pretty good. It's selfless. And Ashley Thayer was really good. I didn't even say anything to her. She didn't react in any way, positively, negatively, took her minutes and ran with it. But you're right. The minutes played and being at the end of the game is always a heck of a lot more fun than just having your name announced and get to start and then come out and not get to go back in.
With William Jewell, we saw a little bit of him live last night. What do you anticipate being challenges from them tonight?
Well, you know, I think their post-step out and shoot the ball is the first one that I kind of see is that they've got some inside-out players with some size, you know, and not height, just, you know, girth, and they're just thick, strong kids. And then defensively, they're going to play a similar system to what we do, so it's kind of going to be a battle of the system, I guess, to see who can win out because we're both going to play some 2-2-1 and press you and probably try to get teams to take some quick shots. And, and that's okay. We want people to do that, but now we want to see can we have structure offensively even though they're going to try to take us out of structure. And this will be the first test. Peru State, I thought, did that a little bit, tried to take us out of what we do. But other than that, we haven't seen that. So we'll get tested tonight in that area.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Okay, thank you.
That is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State University, along with the National Weather Service, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency, and local emergency managers, join forces to promote Winter Awareness Day, Wednesday, November 14th in Missouri. Northwest and emergency management organizations across Missouri remind residents that extreme cold temperatures are a danger during the winter months. University Police Lieutenant Mike Sepperly says to dress for conditions before going outdoors.
If anytime you have to be outside, you know, properly dress for the conditions. You know, wear several layers of lightweight clothing and protect your extremities, you know, such as your hands and your feet. You know, your ears, as they're most likely to get frostbite, you know. And if you do one thing at least, you know, wear a hat. Because, you know, the major percent of the body's heat is lost at the top of your head.
Separately says winter preparations for traveling begins with keeping ample gas in your vehicle.
You know, in case you do get stranded someplace, you know, you're not going to run out of gas anytime soon. If you do get stranded, you know, conserve your gas as much as you can by, you know, leaving the vehicle off for a little bit, turning it on for short amounts of time, and then on occasion lower the windows to get fresh air in and out. Carry some blankets with you, non-perishable food items, you know, carry a shovel, and some sand in the event you do get stuck. And then I think always, you know, be prepared as far as, you know, letting folks know when they're to expect you and when you're coming and when you're going. So in the event you do not show up, then somebody knows where you're supposed to be and they can start calling, try to find you.
Separately adds additional preparations for winter weather at home can come in handy in case of power outages or being unable to leave your home.
You know, you want to make sure you have some water and some non-perishable food items and, you know, maybe some protein bars around. Again, in your home or your apartment, you know, make sure you have fresh batteries around and, you know, flashlights and, you know, even some radios in case we do lose power. And, you know, you can stay tuned to local media for, you know, any updates or important information that you need to know.
Northwest and Emergency Management Organizations celebrated Winter Awareness Day in Missouri Wednesday, November 14th.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass & Log, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back out of Bearcat Arena as we look at the starters for tonight's matchup between the Northwest Missouri State women and William Jewell. First for the visiting Cardinals and head coach Jill Kress. Chelsea Meeks is a 5 foot 5 inch junior out of Vincennes, Indiana. She had 7 points in their win over Missouri Valley last night, also led the team with 5 assists. Holly Schweitzer is a 5 foot 10 inch senior out of St. Joseph. She had 9 points and 2 rebounds in last night's win. Ariel Smith at 5 feet 8 inches. She is a sophomore from Overland Park, Kansas. 8 points and 5 boards last night. Caitlin Wood is a 6 foot senior from Monroe, Iowa. She had 11 points in last night's win, led the team in scoring with those 11. Cassie Nicolay is a 5 foot 9 inch junior out of Salisbury, Missouri. She had 10 points and 8 rebounds for William Jewell. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State and head coach Mark Kellogg, Meredith Scott, a 5 foot 7 inch junior out of Maryville, last night getting her first start, had 14 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and also led the team with 5 steals. That 14 points, just a shade under her average of 14.5 a game going in last night. Victoria Naylor is a 5 foot 6 inch senior from Henderson, Nevada. She had 9 points and 2 rebounds last night, also hit a 3-pointer for Northwest. Denver Schechinger is a 5 foot 10 inch freshman out of Manila, Iowa. Had 10 points and 3 rebounds in last night's win to go along with a couple of 3-pointers. Inside, Annie Matthews is a 5 foot 10 inch sophomore out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. She had a double-double with 10 points and a team-high 11 rebounds. And Maggie Marnin rounding out the starting lineup for Northwest. Marnin, a 6 foot 3 inch sophomore out of Stewart, Iowa, also with a double-double last night. She had 12 points and 10 rebounds for the Cats. So there are your starters, Northwest Missouri State and William Jewell, our women's matchup tonight. We're back with the tip. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassandLock.com. Kyra Mills, Director of Networks and Data Centers and Interim Director of Information Systems at Northwest Missouri State University, has announced her retirement. Her last day on campus will be Monday, November 12th, and her retirement is effective December 1st. Kyra Mills was named to the interim role in November 2011 after the retirement of former Vice President of Information Systems, Dr. John Rickman. Dr. Roger Von Halsen, the Director of Northwest Center of Information Technology and Education, will begin serving as interim Vice President.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, just a couple of minutes away from the tip of this women's game between Northwest Missouri State and William Jewell College. The Northwest Missouri State men currently facing William Jewell down in St. Joseph in the Hilliard Classic. A halftime score, the Northwest men with a 27-23 lead over William Jewell. And again, that is at the half. Of course, earlier today, the Northwest Missouri State football team with a win over at Bearcat Stadium as they advanced to the second round of the Division II playoffs, beating Harding 35-0 today for Northwest early on in the game after having their running back Jordan Simmons out with an arm injury. They lost their second running back, James Franklin, just two plays into the game. He went out, did not return. But Billy Creason and that offensive line stepping up play today to take their spots. Creason finished with 113 yards rushing and a touchdown. Coleman, Adam Schulte, and Brady Bowles each with rushing touchdowns for Northwest. Trevor Adams finished 17 of 25 passing for 212 yards and a couple of touchdowns. And, of course, the Bearcat defense pitching the shutout this afternoon, getting a 35-0 win. And now Northwest will travel up north to Mankato, Minnesota next Saturday for a second-round matchup against the top seed in the region, Minnesota State Mankato. That will be a noon kickoff next Saturday, and of course you'll hear it along the Bearcat Radio Network with Bearcat Game Day starting at 11 o'clock next week. The Northwest women back in the home white uniforms taking the court here. Maggie Martin will step into the center circle to get this one started for Northwest. She will be across from Cassie Nicolay. Excuse me, that's Caitlin Wood that's going to step into the center circle for William Jewell to get this one started. Earlier game going a little bit long, so a little bit late getting started here tonight, but we are ready to go as they wait to wrap up announcements here. The official will step into the center circle and get this one started. And now we are set to go as the official steps into the center circle. Ball is in the air, and the tip will be controlled by William Jewell as they go right to left. Ariel Smith will work it onto the right wing for Meeks. Meeks tries to avoid a double team, throws it back out to Smith, back over to Meeks on the sideline. She'll bring it middle of the floor with a couple of dribbles, work it out center circle for Smith, back to Meeks on the right wing. Looks at the high post, can't get it to Nicolay, now gets it there at the free throw line. Goes on the drive, shot fake, up with the jumper, in and out won't go. Rebound for Annie Matthews for Northwest. Matthews gives it up to Victoria Naylor. Naylor will set the offense, working it to the right side. Schechinger tries the drive on Schweitzer, brings it back out after being cut off. Now on the wing, gives it to Matthews. Matthews will skip it across to Naylor on the left side. Hanging on to it on the wing, will give it top of the keeper, Martin. Looks down low, bounce pass into Matthews, taken away. The steal for Cassie Nicolay. She brings it across midcourt on the dribble. Trying to lead the break, now picks up the dribble, gets it out. Schweitzer left side, a three on the way. That's too strong. Rebound on the backside for Smith. She'll bring it out to the wing, into the corner, Meeks. Bounce pass inside, knocked away by Matthews. It then goes off the leg of Caitlin Wood and out of bounds. So it will belong to Northwest Missouri State, almost a minute into it here at Bearcat Arena. No score. Here's some of that pressure that Coach Kellogg talked about as Victoria Naylor takes the inbound, tries to dribble through a double team. Schweitzer gets the steal, gets it over to Smith. Back defensively is Matthews. Now to Schweitzer, who throws a bounce pass that goes out of bounds. Great job there by Annie Matthews to defend the two-on-one for Northwest and get the Bearcats the basketball back. So Matthews will inbound once again against the full court pressure as it comes into Naylor. Naylor dribbles up the right sideline. Long pass down court for Marnin, and it's overthrown, goes out of bounds. So Coach Kellogg said he was interested to see how the team would react to that pressure, and already a couple of turnovers, and quickly Monique Stevens off the bench and into the ballgame, taking the place of Victoria Naylor. Stevens, a 5'3 junior out of Australia, had 8 points and 3 rebounds last night. A couple of three-pointers as well for the Cats. Now William Jewell with the basketball. Still no score, 18:43 to play in the first half. Meeks across midcourt on the left side. Dribbles to the wing. Bounce pass into the corner for Schweitzer. Schweitzer guarded closely by Matthews. Picks up the dribble. Bounce pass to Meeks. Right there defensively is Merritt E. Scott. On to the right side on the wing. Smith started a drive. Cut off. Now trapped over to the right side. A jumper by Wood from 17 off the back of the rim. Rebound out of bounds on the baseline. Schweitzer couldn't catch up to it. And it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. We're still scoreless, 18:21 to play in the first half. Stevens takes the inbound for Northwest, gets it to Matthews, middle of the floor, still in the backcourt, now back to Stevens. Matthews will set a screen. Stevens will dribble across midcourt against Meeks. Over to the left wing for Scott, lob into Martin, knocked away, it goes out of bounds. It is off of Caitlin Wood. Wood said she had tipped it off of Martin's hand, but the official right there makes the call and gives it to Northwest Missouri State. Inbound. Into the free throw line for Annie Matthews. On to the left side, Scott brings it out top of the key. Schechinger, right side for Stevens. Fakes right, goes left into the paint. Now over to the left side for Scott. Scott skips it to the top of the key. Marnin now into Matthews at the high post. Left side, Schechinger, three on the clock. Schechinger, top of the key. Stevens launches a three. That one won't go, and the rebound to the floor picked up by Ariel Smith. Still scoreless. 17:45 to play in the first half. Right side, Meeks brings it to the top of the key with the dribble. Gets a screen by Wood and brings it to the left side. Guarded by Matthews. A bit of a mismatch there as Meeks gets the bounce pass down low. Wood up with the hook shot in the lane off the front of the rim. Just grazed it, and Schechinger there for the rebound for Northwest. Out to Stevens he goes. Bounce pass ahead to Matthews. Tipped away, but Matthews picks it up. Goes up with a shot. In and out. No good. Caitlin Wood with the rebound for William Jewell. 17-17 to play in the first half. Still no score. On the right side, Meeks with it near the sideline. Guarded by Stevens. Dribbles, spins, taking it down toward the right baseline. Picks up the dribble to the high post. Gets it to Nicolay. Over to the left for Wood. Between the circles to Smith. Guarded by Mary D. Scott. Bounce pass to the high post right for Nicolay. Nicolay holding on to it. Running out of time on the shot clock. Goes up with a runner in the paint. In and out won't go. Rebound tip. Nicolay comes out of there with it. Now in a double team. Bounce pass out to Smith. One dribble. Leaves it for Nicolay on the baseline. She'll drive into the paint. Spin move. Over to Smith. Right side 17-footer. Won't go. Rebound tip. But Holly Schweitzer called for a foul. Good position by Timber Schechinger inside. That'll be the first foul of this game. And Northwest Missouri State will have the basketball. 16:40 to play in the first half. No score. The defenses for both teams winning the battle right now. Matthews with it in the backcourt. Schweitzer there defensively. Now to Stevens. And they will clear it out. Stevens now going to be trapped to the backcourt. Gets it across to Matthews. Over to the left side. Schechinger in the wing or in the corner. Gets it up to Matthews. Now to the right side. Scott takes a three. Got it! The three-pointer from Merity Scott on the right side. The first points of the game was 16-18 to play. And Northwest with the early lead here in the first half. William Jewell with it in the backcourt across the timeline. Smith gets it head to Meeks. Now to the baseline right. Woods, 16-footer on the way off the back of the rim. Schechinger there for the rebound for Northwest. Now Stevens pressured by Smith in the backcourt after taking the outlet. Brings it across midcourt right side. On to the left for Scott. Meeks nearly knocked it away, but Scott picks it up. On to the right for Schechinger. Schechinger to the top of the key for Matthews. Back over to Schechinger right side. Looks in at Marnin. She's covered by Wood. Now to the left side. Stevens takes a three. That one misses and goes out of bounds underneath. It will belong to William Jewell. 15:43 to play in the first half. 3-0. Northwest Missouri State women on top. So far a three-pointer by Merritt E. Scott. The only scoring for either team. Nicolay with it in the backcourt. Across to timeline to Wood on the right side. She's trapped out near midcourt trying to spin away from it. Schechinger reaches in. Gets a held ball. The possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State. We have seen them use that trap very effectively this weekend for several turnovers in yesterday's win over Southwest Minnesota State. Now the inbound into the backcourt for Stevens. She's across the timeline with it. Gets it to the high post for Matthews. Matthews holding on to it to the top of the key for Stevens. Shot fake for her. One dribble. Now to Schechinger on the left side. Skip pass across to the right. Scott open, a three on the way. That one's off the right side of the rim. Schechinger tips the rebound, but Meeks there to pick up the loose ball. Brings it to the middle of the floor with the dribble. To the top of the key, onto the left side, Nicolay. Nicolay to the free throw line. Onto the right for Schweitzer. Schweitzer gets a screen from Nicolay, backs out, now gives it to her in the paint. She travels with it. That will give it back to Northwest Missouri State with 15:02 to play in the first half. And a 3-0 Bearcat lead. Ashley Nelson into the lineup. Will take the place of Annie Matthews for Northwest Missouri State. Nelson, 6 of 9 on threes. All six of those threes in the first half yesterday. She did not feel real good as she had food poisoning the night before. But she performed well in the first half yesterday. Monique Stevens now with it for Northwest as the Cats break pressure. Stevens between the circles, dribbles over to the right side. On the wing with it to the top of the key for Scott. Scott goes left, spins back right to Marnin. On the wing for Stevens. Stevens into the lane. Kicks it out. Nelson takes a three. Got it! She starts off where she left off last night. Ashley Nelson with her first points of the game. And it's a 6-0 lead for Northwest. 14.5 minutes to play in the first half. Ahead on the right side for Schweitzer. One dribble for her. Out between the circles, Meeks. Meeks works with it on the left wing. Now gets it into the corner. Wood to the top of the key. Schweitzer, one dribble. A runner for her. Nothing but net for Holly Schweitzer. First points of the game for William Jewell. 6-2 the lead for the Northwest women. Bearcats with the basketball. 14:08 to play in the first half. Stevens with a long pass ahead to Martin. Touch pass over to Scott. Scott waits. Lets Schweitzer fly by and then hits the shot. Merity Scott with 5 points. 8-2 the lead for the Northwest women. 13:55 to play in the first half. Ariel Smith across midcourt with the pass to Caitlin Wood, right side, into Nicolay. Out to the left, Schweitzer takes a three. That's off right. Rebound to Meeks. Shot knocked away, but a foul on Maggie Marnin. We'll send her to the free throw line to shoot two. And the free throws will come after a timeout. 8-2, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over William Jewell. 13:44 to play in the first half. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsons in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsons at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
At Bearcat Arena, the Northwest Missouri State women with an 8-2 lead over William Jewell. Both teams a little bit slow going, getting it started. In the scoring department anyway here tonight, as the Northwest women and men's basketball teams both in action right now against William Jewell. The Northwest men with a lead in the second half of 34-25 over William Jewell. They're playing down in St. Joseph as part of the Hilliard Classic. Of course, this is the Winstead Reeves Classic on the women's side. And the Northwest women with the six-point lead. A couple of three-pointers from the Cats already. Meredith Scott with one. Ashley Nelson with one. 5 points for Scott. And coming out of the timeout, Chelsea Meeks goes to the free throw line. She'll have a couple of opportunities from there. Trying to cut into the six-point Bearcat lead. Meeks gets ready with the first. It's on the way, and that one's off the right side of the rim. She'll have a second opportunity here. Meeks with 7 points in their win over Missouri Valley last night. Second free throw is good, so she hit one of the two. First point of the game for her, and it's an 8-3 lead for the Northwest women. Bearcats with the basketball, push it up the floor. Nelson inside to Marnin, shot off the glass. Good for Maggie Marnin. Cats got it up the floor in a hurry. 10-3 the lead for Northwest. Now in the backcourt, Ariel Smith across the timeline with Monique Stevens right there defensively. Over to the right side, gets it for Meeks. Meeks now back to Smith, middle of the floor. On to the left side for Schweitzer. Schweitzer to the high post. Nicolay over to the right. Meeks. Meeks on the wing, brings it out to Smith between the circles. Now to inside, back out to Smith. A runner from the free throw line is good. That is Ariel Smith with her first points, and it's a 10-5 game. Northwest with the lead in the basketball. Schechinger gets it ahead to Stevens on the right side against the pressure in the backcourt. Stevens working against Schweitzer, dribbles over to the right wing. Now to Schechinger between the circles. Gives it back for Stevens, who will now be picked up by Smith. Stevens dribbles over to the right wing. Looking on the baseline, now gets it into the corner for Scott. Scott with one dribble, lobs inside to Marnin. Marnin pressured under the basket, kicks it out to Nelson. Top of the key, Stevens. She goes on the drive through the lane. Bump, flows up with the shot. No good. Rebound tipped, and it's picked up by Nicolay for William Jewell. Smith will bring it up the right side of the floor after taking the outlet. Now brings it between the circles to the high post on the left side. Nicolay squares, tries to drive. Marnin right there defensively. Out between the circles for Schweitzer. Gets a screen on the right side from Rosa Hoff. Now gets it to Hoff, top of the key. On to the right for Schweitzer. 7 on the shot clock. Schweitzer between the circles with it. Guarded by Nelson. Tries to drive and will be called for the travel. Seen some pretty good defense out of Northwest in the early going here. They lead it 10-5 with 12:09 to play in the first half. And Victoria Naylor will check back into the lineup for Northwest Missouri State along with Alexis Bay, Maggie Marnin, and Monique Stevens to the sideline for the Cats. Schechinger inbounds it to Naylor in the backcourt. Naylor back to Schechinger against the pressure from William Jewell. Naylor bringing it up the floor, stops with a double team, gets it to Schechinger over to the right side for Nelson. Nelson on the wing to Naylor between the circles. On to the left side for Scott. Scott on the wing brings it out middle of the floor. Gives it up for Bay to the right wing for Nelson. Over to the left side, the skip pass to Schechinger. A couple of dribbles down to Scott on the baseline. Out to Naylor. Open from 12. Shot on the way off the right side of the rim. Meeks with the rebound for William Jewell. Knocked away by Meredith Scott. But Scott will be called for a foul. That will be the first on Meredith Scott. Second against Northwest Missouri State. And William Jewell will inbound against some full court pressure from the Cats. 11:41 to play in the first half, a 10-5 lead for the Northwest women. Meeks across the timeline right side with the bounce pass ahead on the wing to Zinka Durek. Durek inside to Nicolay. Couple of dribbles. Now overcutting to the basket. Jesse Wheeler takes the pass and hits the layup. Wheeler with her first two. 10-7. Northwest with the lead in the basketball. Now knocked away from Naylor, but picked up by Nelson. And Nelson hits the shot. Down on the block on the left side. Five for her. 5-point lead for Northwest. Durek has it tipped loose. She's able to control it. And it comes out to Meeks between the circles right. She'll back it out to the center circle with a dribble to reset the offense. On to the left side for Wheeler. Now to Nicolay at the free throw line on the drive. Up with the runner. Blocked by Bay. Rebound tipped. Naylor will pick it up for Northwest. Naylor trying to avoid Jesse Wheeler. He's trying to knock the ball away. She hesitates for a moment. Now slips as she crosses the timeline. Wheeler gets the steal. Layup the other way for Wheeler against Schechinger is good. And Schechinger trying to get back defensively. Instead commits the foul. It'll be her first. And it'll be a 3-point play opportunity as Victoria Naylor is still down at midcourt. She gets up. She's trying to walk toward the sideline as the athletic trainer heads out there, says, just hang on. Don't force it, because right now Victoria Naylor can barely put any weight on that left leg. Monique Stevens has already checked into the lineup. And Naylor comes to the sideline. Doesn't have a lot of help, but like I said, she's having a hard time putting any weight on that left leg. So a 3-point play opportunity coming up here for Jesse Wheeler, who quickly has 4 points, and it'll stay there as she misses the free throw, and Annie Matthews gets the rebound for Northwest. Then Stevens picks up the dribble crossing the timeline left side. She travels with the basketball. A little bit of frustration from Coach Mark Kellogg. We're seeing a lot of early turnovers from this Northwest team. That is the fifth already in this game. 10:39 to play in the first half. It's a 12-9 lead for Northwest. On the left side, Wheeler with it on the wing. Brings it out between the circles for Meeks. Meeks onto the right side, Durek. Durek with one dribble, skips it across to the left. Wheeler takes the pass, goes on the drive to the baseline, cut off now. A double team chases her. She gets rid of it to Meeks. Meeks over to the top of the key. Now to the left side for Wheeler. The pass tip. Annie Matthews comes out of there with it for Northwest. Head to Stevens, and Stevens will set the offense for the Cats. Over to the right side on the dribble to the wing. Leaves it there for Thayer. Thayer to the top of the key. Tried to go to the left for Nelson. The ball is tipped by Meeks. It goes out of bounds. So Northwest will inbound it. And Tasia Danner comes in for Northwest, or rather for William Jewell. Ariel Smith checks back into the lineup for the Cardinals as well. Ashley Nelson will inbound for Northwest. The Bearcats with a 3-point lead. 12-9 with 10:03 to play in the first half. The inbound out toward the top of the key for Alexis Bay. Onto the right side, Stevens. Fakes right, goes left. Gives it out for Nelson. Open, a three's on the way. That's off the front of the rim. Smith there for the rebound for William Jewell. She'll bring it up the floor. Now wants to drive with it. Kicks it to Durek. Fakes on the three. Goes into the lane. Up with the left-handed runner. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound for Annie Matthews. She'll dribble out of trouble, then get rid of it to Stevens. Stevens slows it up as she crosses the timeline right to Matthews. On to the left wing for Nelson. Nelson over to the right to Bay. Now to the wing, Stevens, looking inside, gets it to Matthews, double-teamed on the block, brings it out to the corner with the dribble. Over to the right wing, Thayer, open, a three's on the way, it's off the front of the rim, the rebound for Smith inside for William Jewell. The Northwest women up by three, 9:19 to play in the first half. Smith looks inside, gets it for Danner. Danner with a couple of dribbles, spins, trying to go up with a shot, forces it, knocked away by Bay. Danner got it back and hits the follow. Tesha Danner with her first 2 points. And it's a 1-point game, 12-11, the lead for the Northwest women. Cats have led by as many as 7 in this first half. William Jewell has yet to lead on the left side. Nelson on the drive. The runner won't go, but she draws the foul on Danner. That'll be the first on Danner. Second team foul against William Jewell. Ashley Nelson will have a couple of free throw opportunities coming up after a timeout. 8:53 to play in the first half. 12-11, the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over William Jewell. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 8:53 to play in the first half, 12-11. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead. They're still tending to Victoria Naylor on the sideline. Matter of fact, it looks like maybe even getting some ice ready, so hopefully it's nothing too serious. Naylor has that left shoe off. As we mentioned, she went down at midcourt, bringing the ball up the floor, and then came up without being able to put a lot of pressure on that left foot. So hopefully it's nothing too serious for Naylor, but may look serious enough that we may not see her back today. And it looks like they're also possibly tending to a cut on the leg of Monique Stevens. So the two point guards having a little bit of a rough go. Stevens is fine. She's going to stay in the lineup. Basically, I think they wanted to try to make sure that it didn't get on her shorts or anything like that, which would force her out of the ball game. So Ashley Nelson will step to the line to shoot two for Northwest. Coming out of the timeout, Nelson already with a three tonight on her first shot attempt. She hits her first free throw here. 6 points for Nelson. 13-11 the lead for the Northwest women. 8:53 to play in the first half. Second free throw is good. So she hits both. The Bearcats back up by three. William Jewell with the basketball. A pass ahead to Durick off her fingertips. She chases it down. Now trapped in the corner. Nearly throws it away. Smith comes up with it to the top of the key. Now inside to Danner. An up and under move. A spin. A dribble. No good. With the shot. Annie Matthews the rebound. Out to Stevens. Ahead to Bay. Down the right side of the lane. Kick back out for Stevens. To Nelson. Into the corner Thayer. Drives baseline into Matthews, cutting to the basket, shot up, won't go. Rebound tip goes out of bounds, and it belongs to William Jewell. We have seen some pretty good passing in the early going of this season for the Northwest women. A lot of that because their head coach, Mark Kellogg, says don't feel bad passing up a good shot to get a great shot. Now William Jewell with the basketball. Danner gives it back for Jesse Wheeler. To Smith, over to the right side, Durick. Back to Smith, now to the high post for Danner. Baseline right, shot fake by Hoff. She drives, pass in the lane, taken away by Stevens. Stevens leading a three-on-three break to the top of the key, into the left corner for Thayer. Out to the wing, Nelson, shot fake on the drive. No-look pass to Thayer, a three on the way off the right side of the rim. Rebound tip, Stevens with it to Bay out top. She'll spin, hand it off for Stevens, who will reset the offense. Trying to drive around, Jesse Wheeler draws the foul on Wheeler. That'll be the first on Wheeler, third team foul. 14-11 lead for Northwest, and now the post players, Nicolay and Wood, checking back in for William Jewell. Danner to the sideline along with Hoff. 14-11 lead for the Northwest women, 7:47 to play in the first half. Stevens takes the inbound out near midcourt, guarded by Wheeler. Brings it over to the left side on the wing for Nelson. Nelson out top to Bay, over to the right side, Stevens back to Bay. Look left for Nelson, not there. Over to the right, Stevens, open for three, off the back of the rim. Chases down the long rebound, now gets it to Bay. Followed her shot, great. Now Stevens to the left for Nelson, over to the right for Matthews. Back to Stevens, left open, up with a jumper from 10, too strong. Rebound on the backside for Durick, for William Jewell. Durick gets it out to Smith. Smith with it between the circles. Waiting for her teammates to set the offense to the high post for Nicolay. Down the right side of the lane, Nicolay started to spin, kicks it out. Durick will take a three. May have been partially blocked by Nelson. It was. It goes out of bounds underneath and will belong to William Jewell. 7:01 to play in the first half. 14-11 the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Chelsea Meeks back in the lineup for William Jewell. She'll inbound it on the baseline right. Comes out to Nicolay, top of the key, over to Wood, left side. Wood to the right for Meeks. Bounce pass inside. Bay comes around Nicolay to get the steal. Gives it up for Stevens. Stevens leading the break to the right to Bay at the top of the key. And now a double foul inside. Annie Matthews and Caitlin Wood battling away from the ball. So the two of them will be called for a double foul. That'll be the first on Wood. Fourth team foul against William Jewell. And the foul against Annie Matthews will be her first, also the team's fourth. And Holly Schweitzer checks back in the lineup for William Jewell. taking the place of Zinka Durek. 6:49 to play in the first half, 14-11. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead. They have led from the start. Inbound coming from Monique Stevens. Stevens gets it into Nelson in the right corner. Out top of the key for Scott. Pass inside, tip loose. Scott able to chase it down. Gives it up for Nelson. Top of the key to Bay. On the drive, down the lane. Gets it over to Matthews. Had to tip it to herself. Comes down with it. Now out to Bay. It's tipped away and out of bounds by Chelsea Meeks on the baseline. So an inbound coming for Northwest. Baseline left. Stevens steps out to trigger it in. Bounce pass into Bay, right back out to Stevens in the corner. 17-footer won't go. Rebound tipped by Matthews to Scott, top of the key. Left side Stevens, shot fake, spin on the block, inside to Bay, bumped up with the shot, won't go. A foul, though, on the floor before the shot, so it will not result in free throw opportunities for Alexis Bay. And it is called against Caitlin Wood. That's the second on Wood. 15 foul. And I think Coach Kellogg wants to know why there's not going to be any free throw attempts here. The official comes over to explain to Coach Kellogg why he determined it would be a foul on the floor. Cats will inbound on the baseline left. 6:26 to play in the first half. 14-11 the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Stevens looking in the lane, gets it to Bay, up with the shot, won't go, got her own rebound, kicks it out to Scott, 14-footer up and good for Meredith Scott. That's 7 for Scott, 16-11 the lead, now the inbound tip loose, Stevens up with it, into Nelson, runner in the lane, won't go, rebound for Matthews, but she's called for a push on Ariel Smith. So Matthews called for her second foul, it's the fifth team foul, and a timeout coming for William Jewell with 6:11 to play in the first half. 16-11, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. We'll keep it here as the Northwest women's basketball team trying to close out what has been a good weekend of Bearcat sports. Both basketball teams with wins yesterday. And for the Northwest men, they hold a 4-point lead right now in their matchup against William Jewell down in St. Joseph. They're not quite midway through the second half of their ball game down in St. Joseph. Of course, it was a win earlier today on the football field for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats against Harding University in the first round of the Division II playoffs. And the Bearcat women trying to stay undefeated on the weekend and on the season as well. William Jewell inbounds after the timeout. Smith takes it, dribbling in front of Stevens up the right side of the floor. Now between the circles, stops and backs it out near the center circle. 6 minutes to play in the first half to Schweitzer on the sideline. Now to Smith to the free throw line. Nicolay squares, gives it out for Schweitzer, right side. A couple of dribbles for her. Now to Smith. On to the left side for Meeks. Meeks with it on the wing. Started a drive, backs out. Now with the runner, good for Chelsea Meeks. 3 points for Meeks, and it's a three-point game. 16-13, Northwest with the lead in the basketball. Schechinger ahead to Nelson near the left corner. Thought about a shot instead inside to Bay. Bay gets around a double team. Shot up. Hits the bottom of the backboard. Knocked out of bounds off of Bay. And it will belong to William Jewell with 5:29 to go in the first half. Inbound to Meeks in the backcourt. Guarded by Meredith Scott. Meeks takes her time bringing it up the floor. She tries to keep her eye on a double team which starts to come. Now ahead to Nicolay. Back out to Meeks. Meeks picked up by Scott. One dribble. Skips it across to Smith between the circles right. Now to the sideline for Schweitzer. To the high post. Hoff. Rosa Hoff holding on to it at the elbow. Kicks it out for Smith. Smith tries to drive into the lane. Runner blocked away by Scott. Loose ball picked up by Nelson. Ahead to Stevens. One-on-one with Schweitzer. Now a bounce pass to Bay running the floor. Goes up with a shot and got it to go. Bay bobbled the ball a bit but came under control with it. Gets her first 2 points. 18-13 Northwest Missouri State. 4:45 to play in the first half. Smith over to the right side for Meeks. Meeks back to Smith. Scott knocked it loose, but Smith will chase it down. Now to the top of the key, knocked away by Bay to Schechinger. Bay back to Schechinger. Now it is Scott underneath. Shot up by Scott. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound on the baseline. Picked up by Hoff for William Jewell. To Smith. Ahead on the right side. Nicolay running the floor. Now it spins into a double team. Bay able to knock the ball away. It then goes off of Nicolay, out of bounds underneath. And Northwest Missouri State will have it after a timeout. 4:19 to play in the first half. 18-13, the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over William Jewell. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Arena 18-13, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over William Jewell, 4:19 to play in the first half. Bearcat head coach Mark Kellogg expecting a little bit more of a test tonight against William Jewell than what they saw from Southwest Minnesota State, and really in their first three ball games as a whole. Thought tonight would be a bit better of a test. They are seeing that out of William Jewell so far, and they have led from the start of this one. They've had a lead as big as 7, but for the most part, it has been a pretty close ball game. The Northwest Missouri State men have opened up a double-digit lead down in St. Joseph over William Jewell. They are just inside 10 minutes to play in the ball game there, and Northwest men hold a 50-39 lead over William Jewell down in St. Joseph. Inbound for Timber Schechinger comes to Ashley Thayer against some full court pressure from William Jewell. Thayer gets it ahead to Scott. Scott double teamed in the backcourt, gets it back to Thayer. Now ahead to Nelson. Nelson with the quick pass to Marnin. Marnin had left where Nelson thought she was, and so the ball sails out of bounds, and William Jewell will get it back. 4:08 to go in the first half. Up the right sideline, Chelsea Meeks. Meeks out between the circles across midcourt. Bounce pass inside, knocked away by Marnin, but Nicolay able to push it out to Smith. Now to the left side for Meeks. Meeks with it beyond the arc, brings it up to the wing, to Smith, middle of the floor. Back over to Meeks, left wing. Down to the baseline, Nicolay. At the free throw line, Schweitzer down the lane, knocked away by Schechinger. She can't catch up to it before it goes out of bounds. So an inbound coming for William Jewell with 6 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Jesse Wheeler back into the Cardinals lineup, takes the place of Rosa Hoff. Meeks will step out to inbound on the baseline left.
5 seconds.
Comes into the corner, and Meeks travels with the basketball, losing her balance, trying to get set with a shot fake and drive. So Northwest Missouri State gets it back with 3:42 to play in the first half. Scott takes the inbound, gives it to Schechinger, who brings it across the timeline with a dribble right side. Now tried to flip it out to Thayer, and it's taken away by Wheeler. Ahead to Smith, layup right side, good for Ariel Smith. 4 points in this first half for Smith. 18-15, the lead for the Northwest women. Now a pass by Thayer is tipped away and taken away. Meeks comes up with a loose ball. Schechinger takes the ball away, knocked out of her hands by Meeks. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest Missouri State will get it back. Play getting a little sloppy for both teams here late in the first half. Schechinger with it in the backcourt. Tries to go over to Thayer, and it's taken away. Meeks with the steal, goes up with a shot, and they're going to call a block down low on Timber Schechinger, trying to stop that progress. It'll be the second on Schechinger. Sixth team foul, and two free throw opportunities now for Chelsea Meeks, who is one of two at the free throw line so far. First of the two on the way, nothing but net for Meeks. 4 points for her. She could make it a one-point game. Right now, Northwest Missouri State up 18-16 with 3:12 to go. A second opportunity for Meeks is coming. That one is up and good. Monique Stevens checks back into the Bearcat lineup as well. Now 5 points for Meeks. 3:10 to go in the first half. Scott down to the baseline left. Up with the shot. Good off the glass. Merity Scott with 9 points. And it's a 20-17 lead for the Northwest women. William Jewell with the basketball. Smith over to the right side for Wheeler. Now to the top of the key, Meeks. Back out to Smith. Smith onto the right side for Meeks. To Smith, middle of the floor. Smith looking inside. They're having some troubles getting it inside the perimeter against this Northwest defense. Over to the right side for Meeks on the wing. Meeks skips it across to the left. Wheeler will put up a three. That one's off the front of the rim. The long rebound will be saved inbounds by Meeks, but Stevens gets it ahead to Scott. over to Nelson. Inside to Marnin, who bottles the pass and loses it out of bounds underneath. So it will go back to William Jewell with 2:28 to play in the first half. 20-17, the lead for the Northwest women. Inbound pass tipped away by Meredith Scott. It goes out of bounds, and William Jewell will inbound this time on the sideline. Holly Schweitzer steps out to inbound. Gets it into Smith in the backcourt. Monique Stevens right there defensively. Smith gets by her. Now sees a double team coming. Gets it ahead to Meeks right side. To Wheeler on the wing. She tries to drive to the free throw line for Schweitzer. Schweitzer with a bounce pass down low. Nicolay layup off the glass. Good for Cassie Nicolay. 20-19. William Jewell back within one. 2:05 to play in the first half. William Jewell has not led in this game. Fair within the backcourt for Northwest against some full court pressure. Across the timeline to Marnin, middle of the floor, into the left corner for Scott. Drives on the baseline, bumped by Nicolay. That'll be the first foul on Nicolay. Sixth team foul against William Jewell, so Northwest will inbound, and then both teams will be in the bonus. 1:54 to go in the half. A little bit of confusion on whether they were in the bonus already or not, but the inbound will come from Monique Stevens. Just under the basket on the left side. Looking in for Marnin. Can't get it to her. Now out to the left side for Thayer. Thayer to the baseline with a couple of dribbles. A pass kicked up in the air and about 10 rows up into the bleachers by Holly Schweitzer. So they'll get the basketball and then an inbound coming for Northwest with 1:51 to play in the half. Meredith Scott will step out to inbound it. Scott looking. Out near midcourt goes to Monique Stevens. Over to the right side for Nelson. Nelson to the top of the key. Tries to go right for Thayer. It's at her feet, but she picks it up. To Martin, top of the key. Left side, Stevens. Fakes on the three. Drives to the baseline. Bounce pass out to Nelson. Open for three. Left side. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound knocked away from Marnin, goes out of bounds underneath, and they're going to say it is off of Marnin, and will belong to William Jewell with 1:33 to go in the half. 20-19, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Smith takes the inbound, gets it back for Meeks. Meeks across midcourt to the top of the key, down the lane, up with a shot, blocked away by Marnin. Goes out of bounds underneath, and William Jewell will inbound with 1:25 to go in the first half, a 20-19 lead for the Northwest women. Meeks to trigger it in. Baseline left. Looking in at Wheeler. Gets it to her in the corner. Quick three by Wheeler. Off the back of the rim. Long rebound. Chased by both Stevens and Meeks. It goes off of Meeks and out of bounds. And Northwest Missouri State will have it. Good hustle by both players there. Trying to get after that loose ball out on the perimeter. And Northwest will get possession with 1:20 to go in the half. Bearcats have led from the start of this one. Led throughout. Stevens across the timeline to the right elbow. Picks up the dribble. It's knocked away from her by Meeks, who will pick up the loose ball. A three-on-one opportunity. Meeks with a bounce pass into Schweitzer. Shot knocked away by Thayer. Schweitzer picks it up. Knocked away again, but this time Maggie Marnin will be called for a foul. That'll be the second on Marnin, and it will result in a couple of free throw opportunities for Holly Schweitzer. Schweitzer will have a chance to give her team the first lead of the game with 1:04 to play in the first half. Has a couple of points already. The senior out of St. Joseph hits the first to tie the game. It's 20-20 as Alexis Bay enters the lineup, taking the place of Maggie Marnin. And a second free throw coming from Holly Schweitzer. That one is up and good. So the first lead of the ball game for William Jewell comes at the 104 mark here in the first half. Inbound comes to Stevens, tries to get through a double team, and a reach-in foul will go against William Jewell. It's either Smith or Wheeler here. Official is going to call it on Ariel Smith. That will be her first. It's also the seventh team foul, so a one-and-one chance for Monique Stevens. Stevens did not attempt any free throws last night, had 8 points for the Cats. Front end of the one-and-one won't go. Schweitzer with the rebound. Then Ashley Thayer coming down, trying to reach in to get a held ball instead, will be called for a foul. That'll be the first on Thayer. Eighth team foul, so a one-and-one opportunity at the other end. This time Holly Schweitzer will go to the line. She had a couple of free throws just a moment ago to give her team a lead. About 5 seconds ago, as a matter of fact, and game time. The front end of the 1-1 here is off the back of the rim. Ashley Nelson with a rebound. Quick outlet ahead to Stevens on the right sideline. Dribbles to the wing. Tries to skip a pass. It's tipped by Schweitzer, who gets the steal. Schweitzer slows up, gives it for Smith. She'll bring it between the circles. 48 seconds to play in the half. 21-20 the lead for William Jewell. Smith backs it out and resets the offense for the Cardinals. Onto the right side for Wheeler. Inside to Schweitzer. Schweitzer spins, goes up with a shot. Offensive foul on Holly Schweitzer as Ashley Nelson went to the floor. Schweitzer makes that move. That will be the second on Schweitzer. 18th foul in Northwest Missouri State will get the basketball with 37 seconds left in the first half. A timeout for the Cats. 21-20 the lead for William Jewell over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State University students are invited to register for the 4th Annual Bearcat Leadership Training Conference January 25th and 26th. The free conference, this year's theme, YOLO, You Only Lead Once, features keynote speakers and a variety of leadership workshops. The conference is open to all Northwest students and organizational advisors interested in enhancing their leadership skills. Session topics will include time management, goal setting, finance, teamwork, and effective meetings. Conference sessions will be 4:30 to 9:30 Friday, January 27th.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 21-20. William Jewell with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 37 seconds to play in the first half. Full court pressure from William Jewell. Ashley Nelson with it in the backcourt. Gets it ahead to Monique Stevens. Stevens across the timeline with a dribble. Ahead to Scott. Back over to Stevens. She'll bring it middle of the floor. About 6 seconds difference between the game and shot clocks. Top of the key for Bay. On to the right side, Stevens. Stevens with a couple of dribbles to Scott, top of the key. 10 on the shot clock as Scott dribbles with it. Wants to work it left instead. Back over to the right, Thayer. Thayer leaves it for Nelson. 4 on the shot clock. Nelson gives it for Thayer. Open for 3. Top of the key. Good for Ashley Thayer. First points of the game for Thayer. Northwest back up by 2. 2 seconds to play in the half. Meeks up the left sideline. Does not get the shot off in time. And at the end of the first half, the Northwest Missouri State women hold the lead over William Jewell 23-21 here at Bearcat Arena. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 23-21. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over William Jewell. The Bearcat men right now with a big lead over William Jewell down in St. Joseph. Looks as though they will come away with the win here this evening, so it'll be up to the Northwest women to try to make it a perfect weekend of Bearcat sports with the win over Bearcat Stadium earlier today, and, of course, both basketball teams with wins last night as well. But looks like they're going to be in for a battle with this William Jewell team, as we did see Northwest get out to a 7-point lead at one point in the first half. William Jewell did hold a brief 1-point lead late in the half. Right now, a 23-21 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women here at halftime. As I mentioned, the Bearcat football team with a first-round win over at Bearcat Stadium in the NCAA Division II playoffs, beating Harding this afternoon. We'll take a little bit closer look at that ball game when we come back after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back out at Bearcat Arena here at the half of the Northwest women's game against William Jewell, 23-21. The lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. As I mentioned, the Bearcat football team with a win earlier today over at Bearcat Stadium, 35-0 over Harding University. Harding making their first ever playoff appearance in the NCAA. They had made some postseason action as part of the NAIA, but the first time in the Division II playoffs. And Northwest, despite losing James Franklin early in the game after having Jordan Simmons out before the game even started, the offensive line and Billy Creason stepped up their play today. Creason ended up with 113 yards rushing for Northwest, had a touchdown to go along with that as well. Coleman Adema Schulte and Brady Bowles each with touchdown runs, but I think the bulk of the play up front and the offensive line stepping up their action today really helped out Northwest Missouri State with their top two running backs out of action today. The Bearcats still able to amass 179 yards rushing in this afternoon's matchup. They got a total of 391 yards of offense, but the Bearcat defense coming up big, pitching the shutout against that Harding triple option that they came out. They also lost their top two fullbacks, which are a big part of that triple option. Their starting quarterback, Kelvin Martin, ended up having to go back to the fullback spot eventually in the ball game. He finished up with 97 yards rushing for Harding today. For Northwest, Trevor Adams was 17 of 25 passing for 212 yards, a couple of touchdowns, no interceptions today. Tyler Shaw went over 100 yards receiving. He had five catches for 119 yards and a touchdown. Touchdown catch for John Hinchey as well in the first half for Northwest Missouri State. So for the Bearcat football team, that means they will be back in action next Saturday. It's going to be a trip up north as they head to Minnesota State Mankato and take on the top seed in Super Region 3, Minnesota State, next Saturday. That'll be a noon kickoff next Saturday afternoon, and you will hear it along the Bearcat Radio Network with Bearcat Game Day getting started next week at 11 o'clock. Just like it was this week for the matchup against Harding out at Bearcat Stadium. So, again, the Bearcat football team with a win. The Northwest men's basketball team about to wrap up a win down in St. Joseph. We'll try to get some numbers for you from that one before we're done here this evening. Let you know exactly how they finished out. But they were up by about 19 points just a few minutes ago with only a couple of minutes left in that ball game as well. So we're getting close to a perfect weekend, but it's going to be a tough battle in the second half for the Northwest women. Right now up by two against William Jewell at the half. We're back with more from Bearcat Arena after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Have you been to Mankato? A while ago. Back out at Bearcat Arena, 23-21, the halftime score. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over William Jewell. And joined right now by Athletic Director at Northwest Missouri State, Ren Baker. It's been a heck of a busy weekend this weekend. So far, so good. You know, it's not too often you can see somebody, well, a group, I should say, work this hard as you guys have, but still have smiles on your faces because it's just been so much fun this weekend.
You know, it has, and that's really two straight weeks where we've kind of been in that situation. We had a lot going on last weekend as well, and even got a little Sunday action last weekend. This weekend, we don't have any games on Sunday, so we'll get a little bit of a breather, although we're going to meet tomorrow about 1 o'clock and talk Mankato travel. But, yeah, just a great weekend. If we can finish this one off, we'll have went 5-0 on the weekend. And so how many times do you get a chance to play five games?
Yeah.
Much less win five games. And so that'd be a great weekend for the Cats.
Well, let's talk a little bit about it. I know, obviously, you just had the football game, so plans aren't fully set in place. But where should fans be looking to know or find out about travel information next week?
We just put out a press release. I think it went out within the last half hour with ticket information from Mankato, and their visitor side is all general admission tickets, and so we're encouraging our fans to purchase their tickets directly from them. In fact, they'll need to purchase them directly from them. We're not going to have them ship them to us. And so normally the way that works, if their visitor side has reserved seating like we do here at Bearcat Stadium, we'll take the tickets so we can make sure our fans get there and get seated. But general admission, they'll have our sections cordoned off, and it'll be first come, first serve, so our fans can get there. And Mankato, just from a little bit of communication we've had this afternoon, it'll be a very well-run event. Their AD was chair of the National Ratings Committee, so he gets it. He knows how to put on a class event. And so that'll be, I think it'll be a fun trip. And our team will leave out, I would imagine, Friday morning. We're still trying to work out hotels and that kind of thing. And so we'll know that information later on this week.
That's kind of the fun part, the behind the scenes. I know it's not something I'm sure you guys would want to have to do every weekend, but with the way playoffs work, planning is always the tough part because it has to be done in such a short period of time.
Well, you know, the good thing about away games is we'll work hard tomorrow. We'll work real hard Monday because that's when all the conference calls are. But then I'll leave. You know, I'll have Thanksgiving at home on Thursday. I've got some family flying in, and then I'll leave out Friday morning with the team and head up. And then once I get there, my role is really pretty easy. That's to cheer on the Bearcats and try not to draw any flags, so helping the officials out. And so, you know, it'll be fun. And for me personally, as far as just enjoyment, away games are a lot easier. I mean, home games, you know, you're having to check with the other team, provide them everything they want, find kicking nets. You know, if it's cold weather, you got to find warmers for both sidelines. You know, it's just a whole lot of other things. And so for the team and players, we'd like to always play them at home. But for the staff, we don't mind to go on the road a little bit. So we're excited to get a chance just to go and let somebody else do the work and enjoy the experience and have a good time. And, of course, the Bearcat fans that can't make it will get to stay here and watch some more home basketball games. So that'll be fun as well.
And that's one thing I want to give you the opportunity to do, because I know your staff has worked so hard these last couple of weekends to make everything run so smooth.
Well, they do. And, you know, when you look at you know, Mark Clements, Lori Hopkins, Nate Davis, Scott Nielsen, Philip Dowden, Michelle Steinmeier, Kelly Quinlan. I mean, you know, they really just this time of year when volleyball, basketball, men and women's basketball and football are all overlapping, and soccer was in there, you know, up until a couple of weeks ago, it is just a grind on our staff. And there's not, you know, there's no weekends off for, you know, really about a two-month period of time. You can just count on not getting a weekend off. A lot of times you don't even get Sunday off. And so they really work hard. And, you know, those people don't make a lot of money. They do it because this is what they love. And, you know, sometimes it is a grind. It wears on them. But, you know, I think we all share the philosophy it's better than working for a living. We're not digging ditches or anything. We're getting to be around great kids and great coaches and great fans. And watching young people compete and excel. And, you know, that's why we all got into this business. But I really do appreciate the work and the effort that they put in. And, you know, even in the post-game comments today from Coach Huckabee there at Harding, he just talked about what a class organization that we were, and how his team and their staff's needs were all met. So, you know, that makes me feel proud about the effort that my staff puts in.
All right, well, here's to more work coming up in the next few weeks.
I hope so.
That is Ren Baker, Athletic Director at Northwest Missouri State. And, again, we're at the half of this women's matchup, 23-21. Northwest with the lead over William Jewell. We'll look at some of the first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.com. The Northwest Missouri State University Police Department will host a training session this month titled Animal Welfare and the Law. This training is for law enforcement, prosecutors, animal control personnel, and animal welfare advocates. The training is scheduled for 8 a.m. to noon Friday, November 30th in the station, and is sponsored by the Humane Society of Missouri's Cruelty Investigations Task Force. Interested individuals should register by Friday, November 23rd, by contacting Officer Christina Martinez, 660-562-1254.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back at Bearcat Arena for Northwest, Merritt E. Scott, the leading scorer with 9 points, 7 points out of Ashley Nelson as well, 5 points for Chelsea Meeks, leading the way for William Jewell. 23-21, the halftime score. Northwest with a lead. We're back with the second half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Underway in the second half back here at Bearcat Arena, Monique Stevens trying to take a quick charge against Ariel Smith. Gets called for a foul. That'll be the first on Stevens. The first against Northwest, just 5 seconds into the second half. And William Jewell will inbound it once again as Smith takes it, gets it ahead to Meeks across midcourt. Now out to Smith. She's between the circles with it. Over to the right side for Schweitzer. Smith to the high post. Wood back over to Schweitzer on the right side. One dribble for her to Smith between the circles. On to the left side, Meeks. To the free throw line, Wood over to the right. Schweitzer puts up a shot with her toes on the arc. No good. Rebound for Maggie Marnin inside for Northwest. Outlet will go to Stevens on the right side. She brings it up the floor. She'll slow between the circles. Bring it middle of the floor. Working against Meeks. Tried to go to the high post. Caitlin Wood knocks it away. Goes out of bounds and into the stands, and Northwest Missouri State will inbound it on the far side. 19-24 to play. The Cats up by two. Very early part of this second half. Neither team has scored. This is the first possession of the second half for Northwest. Monique Stevens with it out near the center circle. Wanted to go to the high post for Martin. Instead, the other way for Matthews. Nearly taken by Nicolay. Over to the right side on the wing. Stevens with it there. Down toward the baseline, spins into the lane, lobs it up for Matthews. Matthews' shot blocked away by Smith, got it back, went up with the shot, couldn't get it to go, but draws the foul with just 1 second on the shot clock. So Annie Matthews will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Cassie Nicolay called for her second. It's the first against William Jewell in this second half. And Matthews to the free throw line for the first time in the Winstead Reeves Classic. Did not go to the line last night for Northwest, hits her first free throw. First point tonight. She had a double-double last night, 10 points, 11 rebounds in the win for Northwest. And the second free throw for Matthews rattles out. Nicolay with the rebound. Bearcats up 24-21. A minute into the second half, Smith across the timeline right with the dribble. Works it onto the right wing for Schweitzer. Schweitzer to the high post. Wood spins, gives it back over to Schweitzer on the right wing. One dribble for her to Wood, out on the right wing. Bounce pass top of the key, Smith. On to the left, Meeks. Drive along the baseline, up with the runner. Good off the glass for Chelsea Meeks. That's seven for Meeks. 24-23, Northwest with the lead in the basketball. 18:37 to go, and now Stevens trying to get through a double team will be fouled. Looks like Ariel Smith will be called for this one. That will be her second team foul. And Northwest Missouri State inbounds on the far sideline. Stevens will take it in the backcourt. Meeks will be right there to pressure. Stevens across the timeline, top of the key. Lost a dribble, but Meeks called for a foul, and this will be the first on Meeks. William Jewell trying to get a little more aggressive defensively in the early part of this second half. It's led to three early team fouls just a minute and a half into the second. The inbound comes to Stevens out near the center circle. Stevens gets a screen, dribbling over to the right wing. Now looking inside, has expired the dribble, gets it to Marnin on the block, up with a shot over Wood, good for Maggie Marnin. It's 4 points for Marnin, 26-23, the Northwest Missouri State women up on William Jewell. 18-12 to go, some pressure in the backcourt from Meredith Scott. Ariel Smith, across the center stripe, works it over to the right side for Schweitzer. Back to Smith, middle of the floor, to the free throw line for Wood. Wood at the elbow, gets it back out to Smith, now to Wood at the left elbow. She wants to try the drive, loses the dribble, trying to spin, and it goes right to Maggie Marnin. Marnin will give it up for Stevens. Stevens pushes it ahead to Scott, left side. Drive to the baseline, shot up, no good. Rebound Matthews. Matthews through a double team will be called for a travel. I think Coach Kellogg wanted to see a foul call on the shot by Meredith Scott down low, but William Jewell gets the basketball with 17:44 to go. 26-23, Northwest Missouri State on top. Cats have led through most of this ball game. A brief one-point lead for William Jewell late in the first half. Is it for them so far? Bounce pass down low to Nicolay, who hits the shot, and she'll get a chance to tie the game from the free throw line as she draws the foul on Annie Matthews. That'll be the third on Matthews, second against Northwest, and a basket by Nicolay. One free throw opportunity. She has 4 points so far, and with 17:31 to play, we're tied as Nicolay hits the free throw. And ties this game at 26. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. Stevens ahead to Matthews on the right side. To the wing. Gets it back to Stevens between the circles. She'll work it to the left side of the floor. Now top of the key, Matthews. Right side, Schechinger on the wing. Schechinger over to Marnin. Top of the key. Onto the left side for Stevens on the wing. Looking inside at Schechinger cutting across. Not there. To Scott. Drives. Gives it up for Annie Matthews, whose shot is blocked by Caitlin Wood. Wood with the rebound and outlet to Smith. Smith into the right corner, Meeks. Meeks dribbles to the free throw line. Now down the lane. Ball knocked away. She picks it up to Smith in the left corner. Back to Meeks on the baseline. Meeks one-on-one with Stevens. Gets it back out to Smith on the left wing. Smith on the drive. Over to the right for Nicolay. She dribbles to the baseline. Top of the key, Wood. Puts up a three. That's off the front of the rim. Long rebound. Chased on the near side. Smith tried to throw it off of Maggie Marnin, but stepped out of bounds before she could throw the ball off of Marnin. So that will give it to Northwest Missouri State. Ashley Nelson back in the lineup for Northwest. Annie Matthews to the sideline. 16:42 to go. Tied at 26. Monique Stevens walks it up the floor. Meeks waits for her at midcourt. Now over to the left side on the wing. Hands it to Nelson. Nelson to the top of the key. Spins. Gets it out to Stevens. Thought about a three to Schechinger in the corner. She takes the three, and it's good. Timber Schechinger with her first points tonight. Her third three of the weekend. And it's a 29-26 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. 16:16 to go. Meeks with it in the backcourt. Meredith Scott backpedaling in front of her. Now a pass to the high post. Schweitzer fakes the shot, goes on the drive. Layup no good, but a foul call will send Holly Schweitzer to the free throw line to shoot two for William Jewell. Maggie Marnin picks up her third foul. Both teams have been called for three early on in the second half. And Schweitzer steps to the free throw line where she is 2 of 3 so far tonight. First one on this trip to the line is good. 5 points for the senior out of St. Joseph. Had 9 points last night in their win over Missouri Valley. 16:07 to go. 29-27 the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Schweitzer's second free throw is also good. So she makes it a one-point game. Alexis Bay gets into the lineup for Northwest, and full court pressure again from William Jewell. Pass over to Ashley Nelson in the backcourt. She gives it up for Schechinger. Back to Nelson, middle of the floor. Across the timeline to Bay. Bay will give it up for Stevens. Out near midcourt. Stevens to the top of the key, gets it out to Bay on the right side. Over to Stevens on the left wing. To the top of the key for Nelson. Nelson with one dribble to Stevens in the corner. Takes the jumper with her toes on the arc. Off the back of the rim. Rebound for Meredy Scott, but she throws it away as Wood gets the steal. Gets it out to Smith, and Smith bringing it up the floor. Bumps into Monique Stevens, and Stevens will be called for a foul. That will be the second on Monique Stevens, fourth team foul. And now back into the William Jewell lineup comes Jesse Wheeler, the junior out of Huxley, Iowa, will take the place of Cassie Nicolay. So a little bit smaller of a lineup here for Jewell. Smith takes the inbound out near the center circle to Schweitzer at the elbow. Out right side, Wheeler fakes the three. Top of the key for Smith. Now to Schweitzer. Squares, gets it out right side. Wheeler tries to drive on Stevens. Into the lane, loses her balance. Called for the travel. That will give it back to Northwest Missouri State with 15:25 to play. The 15th turnover of the game for William Jewell. 29-28, the lead for Northwest. Schechinger takes the inbound, gets it over to Stevens on the right side. Stevens into the lane, now backs it out. Expires the dribble, out to Nelson on the left. She drives down low to Bay. Shot off the glass, good for Alexis Bay. That's four for Bay. 31-28, Northwest Missouri State up. 15:08 to go. Meeks will take the inbound. Stevens in the backcourt with her. Now across the timeline left. Meeks kicks it out on the wing, Wheeler. Wheeler will bring it between the circles over to the right side for Smith. Now back to Wheeler. Wheeler looks at Schweitzer at the free throw line. Over to Meeks. We'll get it to Schweitzer. Now to the right side. The pass tipped by Scott. Picked up by Smith. Now to Wheeler. Eight on the shot clock. Around to the left side for Meeks. Meeks on the wing. Five on the clock. Puts up the long three. Nothing but net for Chelsea Meeks. First three-pointer of the game for Meeks. She's got 10. We're tied at 31. Inbound ahead to Nelson against the full court pressure. Gets it to Schechinger running up the floor. She'll bring it to the right side. Now trying to throw it inside, but it's right to Wood. Wood with a long pass ahead to Meeks. Meeks with a layup, no good, but a foul called after the miss. This will be on Monique Stevens. Stevens will pick up her third, and remember, Victoria Naylor went out injured in the first half for Northwest. So that's a big foul. All three of the fouls on Monique Stevens have been in this second half. It brings us to a timeout with 14:21 to go, tied at 31. Northwest Missouri State and William Jewell. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, tied at 31, Northwest Missouri State and William Jewell in the Winstead Reeves Classic. 14:21 to go. The Northwest men wrapped up a win down in the Hilliard Classic tonight, so right now, it's been a perfect weekend for Bearcat Athletics as the basketball team's 3-0 and the Northwest women trying to make it 4-0. Bearcat football team with a win earlier today out at Bearcat Stadium. Chelsea Meeks to the free throw line coming out of the timeout. First of her two attempts is good. She's now 4 of 5 at the free throw line, 11 for Meeks, and back to a one-point lead for William Jewell. Meeks could give her team their biggest lead of the game if she can knock down this second free throw. And she does. 12 points for Meeks. 33-31, William Jewell, Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Thayer takes the inbound. Ahead to Schechinger. She brings it across the timeline. Over to Scott, right side. Layup good off the glass for Meredy Scott. It's 11 for Scott. That'll tie it at 33 with 14:07 to go. Meeks across the timeline for William Jewell to the left side. Dribbles with it on the wing against Scott. Looking in the lane, skips it out right side. Wheeler fakes on the three, dribbles down to the baseline, skips it to the left for Meeks, out to Smith, top of the key. She drives with the basketball into the right corner. Wheeler takes the three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound tip goes out of bounds. It is off of Timber Schekinger and will belong to William Jewell. 13:48 to go. And the inbound will come about halfway between the sideline and basket. Meeks into Schweitzer, back to Meeks. A three on the way, no good. Smith with the rebound on the backside, the follow off the bottom of the backboard. And this time, it's Alexis Bay out of there with it for Northwest. Gets it to Thayer. Thayer with a long pass ahead to Nelson on the baseline. Drives baseline, goes up with the shot, draws the foul. Nelson will go to the free throw line with a chance to give Northwest the lead once again. Rosa Hoff has called for her first foul. Fourth team foul. And Nelson to the free throw line. She is 2 of 2 from there. Those attempts coming back in the first half for the Cats. And her first of two here is good. Six threes last night for Ashley Nelson, and she only played one half of basketball. Had about a food poisoning the night before, so was feeling pretty weak. Did not see any action in the second half, but did a lot of damage in the first when she was in there. Second free throw good. 9 points for Nelson. 35-33, Northwest Missouri State on top. William Jewell with the basketball. 13:25 to go. Schweitzer at the high post. Out to the right side. Wheeler with one dribble to Smith between the circles to the free throw line for Schweitzer. Schweitzer will go on a drive, underhanded layup, no good, but she draws the foul on Alexis Bay. That'll be the first on Bay. Sixth team foul against Northwest, and Schweitzer to the free throw line to shoot two. Schweitzer 4 of 5 at the free throw line tonight. First of her two on this trip, nothing but net. 7 points for Holly Schweitzer. Just one field goal to get her scoring started tonight. The rest have come at the free throw line. Second free throw off the front of the rim. Nelson with the rebound, but we've got a lane violation. And this will give Schweitzer another opportunity at the free throw line. So into the ball game now for William Jewell is Zinka Durek. Freshman takes the place of Chelsea Meeks. And Schweitzer will get a second opportunity at the second free throw. And she takes advantage. It bounced around but went. 8 points now for Schweitzer, and we're tied at 35. 13:14 to go. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Ashley Nelson gets it ahead to Scott. Scott with a bounce pass to Schekinger. Layup on the left. Good for Timber Schekinger. 5 for Schekinger. They've all come in this second half. And full court pressure from Northwest. Smith takes the inbound. Thayer right there defensively. Smith brings it over to the right side. 37-35, Northwest Missouri State leading William Jewell. Schweitzer with a shot fake, a dribble, a shot in the paint, off the front of the rim. Schekinger fights off Schweitzer for the rebound. Now we'll work it ahead to Thayer. She's across the timeline to Nelson. Left corner, a three on the way, off the left side of the rim. Rebound tipped by Scott. She saves it inbounds to Schekinger. Out top of the key, Thayer. Left side, Nelson. Bounce pass into Bay. Bay has it knocked away by Smith, but Bay chases it down. Gets it out to Nelson. Up top for Schekinger. Right side, Scott. A three. Good for Merritt E. Scott. Second three of the game for Scott. 14 points for her. Matching her total from last night. The Bearcats are up by 5. William Jewell with the basketball. 12-12 to go. Schweitzer at the top of the key. Goes on the drive. Down the left side of the lane. Up with the shot. Draws the foul. This should go against Timber Schekinger and result in a couple of more free throw opportunities for Holly Schweitzer. And that'll be the third on Schekinger. Cats with several players in foul trouble. Maggie Marnin with 3, Annie Matthews with 3, Timber Schekinger, Monique Stevens each with 3 as well. First free throw by Schweitzer is good. 9 for Schweitzer. Tasia Danner, who saw a little bit of time in the first half, checks in here for William Jewell. Cassie Nicolay getting ready to check in for Schweitzer, who is at the line. Her second free throw off the back of the rim. Merritt E. Scott with the long rebound. The Northwest women up by 4. Schekinger takes a pass ahead on the right side into Bay. Shot off the glass. Won't go for Bay. Danner there for the rebound for William Jewell. Gets it for Wheeler. Wheeler will try to take it the rest of the way. Off the front of the rim with the shot. Rebound tipped out. Schweitzer chases it down. Up with the 15-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Merritt E. Scott out of there with it for Northwest. 11:44 to go. The Bearcats are up by four. Thayer on the left wing. Over to the right side, Nelson. Now to Scott. Down the lane. Scott bumped as she tries to go up with the shot. And they'll call her for a travel. So that will give it back to William Jewell as Nicolay gets into the lineup, taking the place of Schweitzer, and Chelsea Meeks will check back in for William Jewell. Zinka Durek will go to the sideline for the Cardinals. Full court pressure from Northwest as the inbound comes to Meeks in the backcourt. 40-36 to lead for Northwest over William Jewell. 11:28 to go. Meeks across midcourt to the left wing. Bounce pass into Danner, and Bay comes around to get the steal. Gives it up for Thayer. Long pass ahead to Scott through her hands. Tried to save it inbounds, but it hits the baseline, and William Jewell will get it right back. William Jewell doing a much better job of getting down court with Merritt E. Scott than what Southwest Minnesota State did last night. Scott got a lot of open layups thanks to her breakaways after shots on the offensive end for Southwest Minnesota State. So Jewell with the basketball, down by four. Nicolay out to the right side for Wheeler. Wheeler will try the drive. Cut off, gets it out for Smith. Smith to Nicolay at the free throw line. Onto the right side. Wheeler, a three on the way. Nothing but net for Wheeler. Jessie Wheeler with her first three of the game. 7 points for her. And it's a one-point lead for Northwest Missouri State. Nelson takes a pass across the timeline. Slows the offense. Gets it out to Thayer. And Thayer between the circles to Schechinger just off the left elbow. Schechinger, top of the key, Thayer. Looked on the backdoor cut to Nelson, not there. Takes a dribble, now to Nelson in the left corner. Open, a three on the way. Nothing but net for Ashley Nelson. Second three of the game for Nelson. She's got 12. 43-39, Northwest Missouri State. Wheeler takes a pass for William Jewell ahead on the right wing. Skips it over to the left for Meeks near the corner. Meeks with one dribble gets it out to Smith between the circles. Now to Nicolay at the free throw line. She'll try the drive down the lane. Goes up with the runner off the glass. No. Bay there for the rebound for Northwest. Ahead to Thayer. Thayer with a two-on-two down the left side of the lane. Goes up with a shot fouled by Nicolay as it goes out of bounds underneath. Cassie Nicolay called for her third. And Ashley Thayer will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest with 10:01 to play. First trip to the free throw line tonight for Thayer. She was one of two in last night's win over Southwest Minnesota State. First free throw for Thayer is up and off the front of the rim. Annie Matthews and Monique Stevens back in the lineup for Northwest. Merritt E. Scott and Timber Schechinger to the free throw, or rather to the sideline. Ashley Thayer at the free throw line. Northwest up 43-39. Second free throw for Thayer. Up, and that one good. So 4 points in the ball game for Thayer, 44-39, Northwest with the lead. William Jewell with the basketball, 9:56 to go. Smith out between the circles with it, over to the right side for Meeks. Meeks with a dribble to Smith, onto the left side, gets it on the sideline to Wheeler. Back to Smith, middle of the floor. Nicolay, lob down for Danner, layup on the left, no good for Danner, rebound Matthews. Gives it up for Nelson, who took one dribble, thought about a long pass down court, now does so for Matthews. Matthews holding on to it, gives it for Stevens. Stevens between the circles right. Dribbles to the wing, leaves it there for Thayer. Thayer to the top of the key, gets a screen from Bay down the left side of the lane. The layup, good off the glass for Ashley Thayer. 6 points for Thayer. 46-39, Northwest matching their biggest lead of the game. 9:15 to go. On to the left side for Wheeler. Wheeler starts to drive toward the baseline, now out between the circles. Smith. Smith to the elbow. Bounce pass out to the right wing. Meeks with it there. Meeks will bring it top of the key. Over to the left, a three on the way from Wheeler, and that's nothing but net. Jessie Wheeler with a couple of threes in this second half. 10 points for her. 46-42, Northwest with the lead in the basketball. Top of the key, Stevens with it. Onto the right side for Thayer. 8:45 to play. Nelson up top, fakes on the three, goes on the drive. Inside for Matthews. Matthews up with the left hand. It's good for Annie Matthews. Three for Matthews. Bearcats up by six. 8:33 to go. Top of the key, Smith. starts a drive, and Ashley Fair able to reach in, get a held ball. Northwest Missouri State will get the basketball after a timeout. 8:29 to go, 48-42, Northwest lead over William Jewell. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Kyra Mills, Director of Networks and Data Centers and Interim Director of Information Systems at Northwest Missouri State University, has announced her retirement. Her last day on campus will be Monday, November 12th, and her retirement is effective December 1st. Kyra Mills was named to the interim role in November 2011 after the retirement of former Vice President of Information Systems, Dr. John Rickman. Dr. Roger Von Halsen, the Director of Northwest Center of Information Technology and Education, will begin serving as interim Vice President.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Katarina, the Northwest Missouri State women will have the basketball coming out of the timeout, leading at 48-42 over William Jewell. 8:28 to go. Monique Stevens across the timeline, dribbling with it between the circles, trying to go to Nelson on the right side. The ball slips out of her hands, goes out of bounds, and it will go back to William Jewell. For Northwest, that's their 17th turnover of the ball game. Both teams have turned it over 17 times, both teams using some full-court pressure, accounting for a few more turnovers than what we saw in last night's game, at least from Northwest standpoint. Smith brings it across midcourt. Dribbles near the center circle. Onto the right side for Meeks. Meeks to Smith. Now for Schweitzer. Schweitzer spins in the lane. Knocked away by Nelson and picked up by Stevens. So the Bearcats force the 18th turnover for William Jewell. Stevens gets a pick at midcourt from Bay. Now dribbling against Wheeler. Onto the right side. Leaves it for Thayer. Thayer brings it middle of the floor. Wood comes out defensively to try to get a steal. Instead, picks up the foul, and that'll be the third on Caitlin Wood. It's the sixth team foul for William Jewell, so Northwest will inbound, and both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the way. 7:48 to play. Top of the key for Bay. Over to the right side, Matthews. On to the wing, Stevens. Top of the key, Thayer. Thayer goes on the drive, out to Bay on the left side. Skip pass across to the right, Stevens on the drive on the baseline. Into the lane, up with the shot, no good. Rebound tip, Bay down with it. Out to Stevens. Now back to Bay. We'll give it out to Thayer on the left wing. Thayer will bring it toward the top of the key on the dribble. To the right side for Matthews. Into the corner for Nelson. Nelson, one dribble. Pass inside, tipped away. She gets it back. Now to Bay. Top of the key, Matthews. On to the left side, Thayer. Into the corner for Stevens. Started to drive with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Nelson goes up with a shot that's blocked away by Meeks and goes out of bounds. And inbound for Northwest on the baseline left. 7:12 to go, 48-42, Northwest Missouri State. Stevens looking to inbound for the Cats. Gets it into Matthews, cutting to the basket. Shot no good, but a foul call will send Annie Matthews to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Foul goes on Jesse Wheeler. That's the second on Wheeler. And Matthews steps to the line to shoot two. She is one of two from there. Those attempts coming earlier in this half. Then her first one here off the back of the rim. Meredith Scott back in for Northwest. Ashley Thayer to the sideline. 7:11 to go. 48-42 Northwest Missouri State. Second free throw for Matthews is good. So for a third time tonight, Northwest with a 7-point lead, matching their biggest of the game. 7:07 to go. Meeks across midcourt on the dribble. Meredith Scott right there defensively. Into the corner, it goes to Wheeler. Wheeler has a couple of threes in this game. She goes on the drive, throws up a wild shot, got her own rebound, kicks it out left side for Wood. Wood to the free throw line, Schweitzer. Now between the circles, Meeks. 10 on the shot clock, left side, Wheeler. Back to Meeks. Meeks down the right side of the lane. Goes over the shot, blocked away by Bay. It goes out of bounds. And William Jewell will inbound, but they'll have just 3 seconds to work with on the shot clock. 6:43 to go. 49-42 Northwest Missouri State. The inbound from Meeks comes to the left side. Wood puts up a three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Outlet to Monique Stevens. Leads her too much. She saves it inbounds to Meeks, who goes up with the layup, hits the shot, and draws the foul. This will go against Annie Matthews, and that will be the fourth on Matthews. Meeks with a three-point play opportunity after hitting the shot. 14 points for Meeks. And a chance to make that 15 as Timber Schechinger comes into the game, taking the place of Annie Matthews. Meeks 5 of 6 at the free throw line in this game. Right now a five-point game, Northwest Missouri State on top. And Meeks will cut it to 4. Hits the free throw. 15 for her. 49-45 Northwest. Meredith Scott ahead to Schechinger. Over to Bay. And the ball taken away. Wheeler saves it inbounds, but it goes to Monique Stevens. So Northwest keeps possession. Onto the right side for Scott. A lob to Schechinger. Overthrown. It goes out of bounds. And William Jewell will get it back with 6:24 to go. Cats just can't put William Jewell away. The Cardinals sticking to it here tonight. As Smith brings it across midcourt. Over to the left side. Between the circles for Meeks. Now to Smith. Onto the right side on the wing for Wheeler. Wheeler down to the baseline. Wood. Wood with one dribble. Spires it. Skips it across to Meeks to the left wing. Schechinger right there defensively. Meeks backs out on the dribble. Brings it top of the key. Gets a pick from Schweitzer. Loses her balance. Should be called for the travel. And she is. So that'll give it back to Northwest Missouri State. The 19th turnover of the game for William Jewell. And the Cats have it with 6 minutes to play. 49-45, the lead for Northwest. And up the floor comes Monique Stevens. Stevens over to the left side, Nelson. On to the right for Schechinger. She's got it on the wing. Back out to Stevens, to Nelson. Left wing, inside for Bay. Bay onto the right side for Stevens. Inside to Schechinger, knocked away by Wheeler. And she tried to save it inbounds, but it hit the baseline. So it will belong to Northwest. 14 seconds to work with on the shot clock. 5:43 to play in the game. Stevens trying to inbound. Over to Schechinger. It's tipped by Schweitzer. Goes out of bounds. So another inbound for Northwest. And this time Ashley Nelson will step out on the sideline down near the corner. Nelson still looking. Gets it, tried to go into Schechinger. Tipped away by Schweitzer. This time Caitlin Wood up with the loose ball. Gives it to Smith. Smith down the right side of the lane, goes up with the shot, and an offensive foul called on Ariel Smith running over Monique Stevens. So Smith is called for her third foul, and that will give the ball back to Northwest Missouri State. Both teams have been called for 8. Maggie Marnin into the lineup, taking the place of Alexis Bay. Nelson will inbound against the full court pressure from William Jewell. 49-45, the lead for the Northwest women. Stevens knocked to the floor as she throws a pass over to Ashley Nelson. And a foul call against William Jewell will send Monique Stevens to the free throw line. This will be the second on Chelsea Meeks. Ninth team foul, so a 1-1 for Monique Stevens. And then Northwest will be in the double bonus the rest of the way. Stevens missed the front end of a 1-1 opportunity back in the first half. That's been her only free throw attempt so far tonight. And really this weekend. Front end of the 1-1 here. Good. So she'll get the second opportunity this time. 1 point for Monique Stevens, the junior out of Australia. Seen a little more time tonight with Victoria Naylor going out injured in the first half. Stevens hits the second free throw, and it's a 51-45 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. 5:25 to go. William Jewell with the basketball. Smith between the circles to Schweitzer at the free throw line. Left side for Meeks. She has it on the wing. Meeks to the high post for Schweitzer. Lob down low for Wood. Knocked away by Schechinger. Nelson comes up with the basketball. Pass ahead. Tipped by Smith. Picked up by Wheeler. And then Schechinger coming down court. Bumps into Wheeler and will be called for the foul. And that's going to be the fourth on Timber Schechinger. And this will send Jesse Wheeler to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. From this point forward, both teams will be in the double bonus. Wheeler 0 for 1 at the free throw line. Missed on a 3-point play opportunity back in the first half. Her free throw here off right. Martin has the rebound knocked away from her. Schechinger fighting Smith for the board. A held ball call, and the possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State. And actually, I think it should be William Jewell basketball. Possession arrow didn't get switched after the last held ball, and that's going to be the case. So William Jewell will have it with 5:06 to go. So the inbound will come on the baseline right from Chelsea Meeks. Meeks looking inside, missed on Schweitzer, now gets it into Wood. Wood with a dribble, too far into the basket, still tried the shot, missed it. Rebound tipped around, Monique Stevens out of there with it. Slips as she tries to come to a stop, throws the ball ahead, and another held ball here, and this time Northwest will have it. Schechinger, Marnin, and Meeks all a part of that held ball. And with 4:57 to go, we come to a timeout. 51-45, the Northwest women with the lead over William Jewell. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MarysvilleMO.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarysvilleGlassandLock.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Matt Gorder along with you. 51-45, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over William Jewell, 4:57 to play. We've seen a very good game here tonight. Northwest has had a 7-point lead three different times, but that's the biggest lead for either team in this game. It has been a tight one throughout. The Bearcats will have the basketball coming out of the break. Ashley Nelson will inbound it on the far side. Right near midcourt. Inbound to Stevens in the backcourt. Double teamed right away and a quick foul. This one, I believe, will be called on Jessie Wheeler. Wheeler thought she could reach in and get a steal. Instead, picks up her third foul. It's going to result in a couple of free throw opportunities for Monique Stevens. Stevens just hit a couple of free throws. And a one-on-one opportunity a few minutes ago. First of two here rattles out for Stevens. She'll get another opportunity. And the second one for Stevens is up, and that one is good. All 3 points tonight for Monique Stevens coming at the free throw line, 52-45. Northwest with another 7-point lead, 4:48 to go between the circles. Now to Schweitzer at the free throw line. Schweitzer spins, gets it out to Smith. Over to the right side, Wheeler. Into the corner, Wood. Up to Smith. Left side, Meeks. A three-pointer from Meeks is up. That's short. Wood can't handle the rebound underneath. It goes out of bounds. And Northwest Missouri State will get it back with 4:34 to play. Full court pressure from William Jewell. They wait a moment while Maggie Martin gets her shoe tied. And Ashley Nelson will inbound to Stevens. She'll push it ahead to Schechinger. Schechinger wide open. The layup is good for Timber Schechinger. Snuck behind the defense there. All 7 of Schechinger's points in this second half. Northwest with their biggest lead of the game. 54-45. 4:20 to go. Meeks with a dribble. Over to the right side for Smith. Now back to Meeks. Middle of the floor. On to the left side. Gets it for Schweitzer. Now out to the right for Smith. Smith with a dribble. Up top for Meeks. Meeks to the top of the key onto Wheeler, left side. A 25-footer on the way off the back of the rim. Rebound underneath for Schweitzer. Her follow underhanded shot, good off the glass. Schweitzer with 11. 54-47, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball and a timeout for Northwest as they have trouble on the inbound. 3:53 to go. The Bearcats up on William Jewell by 7. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Back to Bearcat Arena, Matt Gorder along with you. A 7-point Northwest Missouri State lead, 54-47. Bearcat women trying to complete a 5-0 weekend for Northwest. The Bearcat men with a win earlier this evening over William Jewell down in St. Joseph. The Northwest men and women each with wins yesterday. A Bearcat playoff win in the football stadium this afternoon as well. So if the Northwest women can hang on here, it'd be a 5-0 weekend for Northwest teams. The inbound coming from Ashley Nelson to Monique Stevens. Stevens gets it back to Nelson. Nelson guarded by Meeks in the backcourt. Back over to Stevens. And Stevens will get it across the timeline. Slows between the circles. William Jewell trying to step up the pressure defensively. 3:40 to go. Stevens dribbles over to the right side on the wing. And now a foul call away from the ball. I think the official saw Meeks go down, but I don't know that he was looking at the contact when it happened. Coach Kellogg saying the exact same thing. They call Maggie Marnin for the foul, and that is the fourth on Marnin. So William Jewell will get the basketball. 3:36 to go. Cross midcourt right side. Meeks on the dribble. Cut off by Nelson. Brings it middle of the floor. Now onto the left side. Wood to the high post for Schweitzer. Back to Wood in the left corner. Wood started to drive. Cut off to Schweitzer at the free throw line. Schweitzer going to be called for an offensive foul, knocking Monique Stevens to the floor. That'll be the third on Holly Schweitzer. 11th team foul, and the ball will go back to Northwest Missouri State with 3:21 to go. Inbound ahead to Merity Scott. Now over to Stevens as Northwest breaks the pressure easily this time. Stevens with a bounce pass down low for Marnin, and it leads her too much. Goes out of bounds and will belong to William Jewell. So Schweitzer inbounds it, gets it to Meeks in the backcourt. And Meeks will bring it up the floor with Merity Scott backpedaling in front of her. Now across the timeline over to the left side for Wheeler. Wheeler to the free throw line for Schweitzer. She'll go on the drive up with the runner off the glass. It's good for Holly Schweitzer. 13 for Schweitzer. 54-49 Northwest with the lead inside 3 minutes to play. Pass over to the right. Leads Monique Stevens too much. Hits the sideline and it will go back to William Jewell. 54-49 the Northwest women up. 2:51 to go, and Chelsea Meeks will bring it up the floor for the Cardinals. Being guarded this time by Stevens, left side Wheeler with a 25-footer, too strong. Rebound Schweitzer, followed good off the glass for Holly Schweitzer. 15 for Schweitzer, 11 of those in this second half. And now a timeout for Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg, 2:34 to go. The Northwest women up 54-51 over William Jewell. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 54-51. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over William Jewell, 2:34 to go. Northwest with the basketball out of the timeout. Nelson gets the inbound to Stevens in the backcourt against the full court pressure. Stevens dribbles to the middle of the floor and across the timeline. Now between the circles with it. To Schechinger at the high post right. Schechinger spinning with the basketball. Gets it to Stevens, top of the key. Stevens looked over at Nelson, left side. Now puts it on the floor. Onto the right for Scott. Scott, a lob inside to Marnin. Shot off the glass. Won't go for Marnin. Rebound tipped out by Nicolay. Goes out of bounds and will belong to Northwest Missouri State. So the Bearcats will inbound on the baseline left with 2:11 to go. Leading at 54-51. Stevens to inbound. Lobs it into Nelson on the left side. Nelson down to the baseline with a couple of dribbles. Tried to go top of the key. Schweitzer gets a steal. One-on-one with Schechinger. Hesitates. Now goes on the drive into the lane. Up with the shot, and it's good for Holly Schweitzer. She has turned it on the last couple of minutes of this game, and it's a one-point game. Northwest with the lead in the basketball. Stevens over to the left side for Nelson. Nelson with it on the wing. 1:50 to play. One dribble for Nelson to Marnin at the high post. Back over to Nelson on the left wing. Into the corner, Schechinger. Up to Nelson. Nelson over to the right side for Stevens. Open, a three on the way. In and out, won't go. Rebound out of bounds underneath off of Maggie Marnin, and it will belong to William Jewell. 1:35 to play, and the Cardinals with a chance to take the lead. They have had a couple of leads in this game. Their biggest lead has been two. That came at about the 14-minute mark of this second half. Up the floor comes Chelsea Meeks. Works it over to the left side for Wheeler. Wheeler with a couple of dribbles down toward the baseline. Picks up the dribble. Nearly throws it away, but Merritt E. Scott will be called for a foul going for the steal. That'll be the second on Scott. And a chance for William Jewell to take the lead at the free throw line as Chelsea Meeks will step to the line to shoot two for the Cardinals. She is 6 of 7 at the line tonight. 1:20 to play. First free throw for Meeks off the back of the rim. So the best she can do right now is tie the game at the free throw line. Annie Matthews back in the Bearcat lineup. Merritt E. Scott to the sideline. 54-53, the Northwest Missouri State women up. Meeks gets ready. The second free throw is good. So Meeks with 16 points tonight. And it is a 54-54 game. Northwest with a basketball. 1:15 to go. Stevens with it in the backcourt. Working against Meeks. Brings it across the timeline. Dribbling between the circles with it. Goes to the right side. Gets a screen from Matthews. Now near the corner. The ball knocked away by Meeks. It rolls loose and goes out of bounds in the corner. Northwest Missouri State will inbound it. Meeks upset. She thought it had gone off of Stevens last. So the inbound now will come on the baseline near the corner from Monique Stevens with 1:01 to go. Cats with 11 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Stevens looking to inbound. Schechinger open in the corner, takes the pass. Now inside to Matthews, to Marnin. Over to the right side for Stevens. Stevens with a couple of dribbles to Marnin, but an offensive foul called. And this will mean Maggie Marnin will be done. That's the fifth on Marnin. And it will give William Jewell the basketball with 54 seconds to play. So Marnin will have to come to the sideline. Alexis Bay likely going to check in for Northwest Missouri State. William Jewell right now, they are on a 7-0 run to tie this game at 54 with 54 seconds to go. Schweitzer will inbound Northwest into some full court pressure here. Bay does check in for Marnin after the foul out. The inbound to Meeks, and Meeks will dribble with it in the backcourt. She's going to take her time. Now brings it across the timeline. Works it ahead to Wheeler on the left side. Wheeler out to Meeks. 43 seconds to go. Tied at 54. Meeks with the ball. Works it over to Wheeler on the left sideline. Northwest in the 2-3. Wheeler down to the baseline. Brings it out to the wing. Now gives it up for Meeks. 10 on the shot clock to the free throw line for Schweitzer. Schweitzer on to the left side. Wheeler open. A three on the way. Too strong. Rebound tipped out. Nelson out of there with it for Northwest. No shot clock right now. 21 seconds to go. And then Stevens knocked to the floor. She'll have a chance to give the Bearcats the lead at the free throw line with 21 seconds to play. Foul goes on Jesse Wheeler. That's going to be the fourth on Wheeler. Two opportunities at the free throw line for Northwest. And they'll come after a timeout for William Jewell. 21 seconds to go, tied at 54. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler, at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 21 seconds to play in regulation, 54-54. Northwest Missouri State and William Jewell. Timber Schechinger, Alexis Bay, Ashley Nelson, Annie Matthews, and Monique Stevens out there for Northwest. And Stevens will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Stevens, 3 of 5 at the free throw line tonight. And again, two opportunities here with the first one off the left side of the rim. Stevens will get one more opportunity here. And she gets ready with that second, and it is good. So the Cats with a one-point lead, 4 points for Monique Stevens. Timeout, Northwest. 21 seconds to go. Bearcats up 55-54 over William Jewell. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 21 seconds to play, 55-54. The Northwest women with the lead over William Jewell. William Jewell with a basketball. Full court pressure from Northwest. The inbound comes to Wheeler. Now to Meeks. Northwest backs off the pressure. Meeks brings it up the floor. Stevens backpedals in front of her. 15 seconds to go. Meeks over to the right side on the wing. Goes on the drive through the lane. Got away with a double dribble. Over to the left side. Wheeler puts up a three, and it's good on the left wing for Wheeler. And that will give William Jewell a two-point lead. The official called a bobble on that play through the lane rather than a double dribble, even though Meeks was the only one that had the basketball. Unless there was a tip in there somewhere I didn't see, Meeks went to pick up the ball to go with a layup, and she bobbled the ball, put it back on the floor, picked it up again to throw that pass out, and the official said it was a bobble rather than a double dribble. 7 seconds on the clock, and it's a 57-55 game. William Jewell with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. So coming out of the timeout, Northwest will have the basketball. They're obviously going to need at least a bucket to tie. A three would potentially win it. Pretty good amount of time on the clock. We'll see some pressure in the backcourt from William Jewell with 7 seconds to play here in regulation. 57-55, William Jewell. Three-pointer by Jessie Wheeler, her third of the game, all of them coming in this second half. Wheeler with 13 points. Timber Schechinger will inbound it for Northwest. Meredith Scott in the lineup along with Andy Matthews, Monique Stevens, and Ashley Nelson. Schechinger now looks to inbound. And it's going to be taken away. Meeks gets the steal, getting in front of Monique Stevens. Dribbling with it out near midcourt. Stevens is going to have to commit the foul. And it looks like William Jewell might come away with a win. That's the fourth against Stevens. And Meeks will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And she can make it a two-possession game with a couple of free throws here. Meeks is 7 of 9 at the free throw line. 3 seconds to go. First free throw by Meeks is good. 17 points tonight for Chelsea Meeks. She had 7 in last night's win over Missouri Valley. Second free throw for Meeks is good. So that should do it. William Jewell is going to take a timeout here, but they're up 59-55. That's their biggest lead of the game, coming with 3 seconds to play. And Northwest Missouri State would need 2 possessions in 3 seconds in this one. So it looks like the Cats, after leading a bulk of this ball game, are going to come away with their first loss on the season to fall to 3-1. And the first loss on the weekend for Northwest Missouri State as well. Again, the Bearcat football team with a win earlier today out at Bearcat Stadium. And that means they will be in Mankato, Minnesota next Saturday for a game against Minnesota State Mankato, the top seed in Super Region 3. And Northwest now will inbound with 3 seconds to go. Ashley Nelson with a long pass up court. It comes to Monique Stevens. Stevens up with the runner, too high off the glass, and that'll do it. 59-55, the final score. as William Jewell comes away with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women here at Bearcat Arena to close out the Winstead Reeves Classic. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 59-55 win for the William Jewell women over Northwest Missouri State tonight as William Jewell makes a late run in this one to come back and get the win for William Jewell. They closed out this ball game on a 12-1 run over the last 2 minutes and 57 seconds to come away with the victory over the Northwest Missouri State women, 59-55. And for the Northwest women, they fall to 3-1. On the season. They just named the all-tournament team or all-classic team as well. And for Northwest Missouri State, Merritt E. Scott, a part of that all-classic team from William Jewell, Holly Schweitzer, and the MVP was Chelsea Meeks from William Jewell for this classic this weekend. So they were all a part of the all-classic team. But again, 59-55 the final. The William Jewell women with the win over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about what Northwest is grateful for.
You know, partnerships are really important in Northwest. I've talked about partnerships since the day I set foot into Northwest. And the city of Maryville and city manager Greg McDaniel has been so huge. And, you know, the city put together the 4th Street Improvement Project, accepted a bid this week, City Council, we appreciate them. And so, you know, that 4th Street Corridor Improvement Project really is moving to be a step closer to completion. We partnered with North Central Missouri College and announced that here in the last semester about, you know, strengthening that relationship on the nursing front. So partnerships are so huge. And beyond those, you know, John, we can talk about friends and community members and support. And, of course, you know, last weekend we announced Nottoway Valley Bank, largest cash gift in history of the athletics department. And it will go towards help funding a video board that will be state-of-the-art at our stadium, strengthening that fan day experience. And we appreciate so many members out there that give so much of themselves individually, organizationally, in advancing the cause of Northwest Missouri State University. As I reflect here on providing gratitude, you know, alumni are part of that. We have so many great networked alums who work internationally, nationally, regionally, locally. And, you know, it's so exciting to receive emails, text messages, you know, some Facebook posts about what they're doing. And it really allows you to kind of bound to work, you know, and say, wow, I want to get into work, because that's really what it's all about.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
And back out at Bearcat Arena with the Extra Effort Award from this game tonight. Northwest Missouri State with the loss to William Jewell, 59-55. But Rarity Scott picks up another award. Scott with 14 points tonight, also pulled down 6 rebounds for Northwest. Scott scoring her 14 points on 6 of 9 shooting, including 2 of 3 shooting from outside the arc. She had a couple of assists and a block shot in this one as well. Northwest turning the ball over 25 times tonight. That a big reason why they end up with the loss to fall to 3-1. Look at some of the other numbers for Northwest. Ashley Nelson finishing with 12 points in double-digit scoring. On the other side, Chelsea Meeks with 18 points to lead the way for William Jewell. But again, Merritt E. Scott, our Extra Effort Award winner from tonight's matchup. We're back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni R.G.O. Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The postgame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, winning the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women, Mark Kellogg, 59-55, the final. William Jewell with the win over Northwest Missouri State tonight. Look at some of the other statistics team-wise. Northwest shot 41% from the field. They were 19 of 46, 6 of 16 from three-point range, and 11 of 17 at the free throw line. William Jewell, 19 of 56 from the field, shooting at 34%. But as we mentioned, a 12-1 run to end the game for William Jewell is what really made the difference. At the start of that, Northwest had a 7-point lead, and so it was that 12-1 run that ended it for William Jewell and helped get them the victory. They were 4 of 17 from three-point range. They got a big one late in the ball game from Jesse Wheeler, who hit 3 of the 4 three-pointers for William Jewell. Look at the rebounding numbers, 36-34. William Jewell just did out-rebound Northwest after the Cats had such a good game rebounding last night. A bit of a step back in the rebounding department tonight for the Northwest women. The Cats did turn the ball over 25 times, as I mentioned, forcing 20 turnovers for William Jewell. Cats with 16 assists and 5 assists for William Jewell in this one tonight. So, again, the important part to late in the ball game, where William Jewell had that 12-1 run to close that things out and get the four-point win, 59-55 for the Northwest women. They led a bulk of the ball game, led by 7 points a few different times, by 9 points once late in the ball game with 4:29 to go. But a strong finish for William Jewell gets the victory for the Cardinals tonight, 59-55. So the Bearcat women going 1-1 on the weekend here in the Winstead Reeves Classic, winning last night, and now 3-1 on the season so far. The Northwest men with a win earlier this evening against William Jewell. They had a strong second half to pull out a big victory down in St. Joseph against the Cardinals. So the Northwest men with a 2-0 weekend, staying unbeaten on the season. And the Bearcat football team with a win over at Bearcat Stadium this afternoon, 35-0 over Harding University to advance to the second round of the Division II playoffs, which will take place for Northwest up in Mankato, Minnesota next weekend. So it's been a busy weekend as we wrap up the Winstead Reeves Classic here tonight at Bearcat Arena. So it's that's the way things have gone so far. And for the Northwest women, again, the final tonight, 59-55, and joined right now by the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Mark Kellogg. And Coach, it was a hard-fought game throughout, but the last 3 minutes of that ball game, just kind of a struggle for your team.
Yeah, that was bad. That was really disappointing. I mean, the effort was okay. I thought our leadership was poor. That mental toughness that I was looking for in a tight game, you know, just wasn't very good. But, yeah, we got up 9 or 8 with 5 minutes to go, and then nobody wanted to make a play. I mean, nobody wanted the ball. It was hot potato, throw it around. Get in the half court. Nobody wanted to shoot it. We had shots that we've been taking all game long, and all of a sudden we decided we don't want to shoot. And that's what's disappointing. So this was probably my fear. This was my concern. Our true colors came out a little bit. But we turned it over, got out-rebounded, couldn't make a free throw. I mean, you know, that's not a recipe for success at all.
When you take a look at the rest of the ball game, I know you mentioned a few things there. I mean, you were in a close game throughout. That's one thing that you hadn't seen yet. So, I mean, you got to at least – more that you learned about the team tonight in a game that you hadn't had so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, well, we learned, but it's the wrong way to learn. You know, let's win by one and learn from that and get better than have to lose to get better. And I mean, we're going to get better, and I hate to lose, and I don't think we completely hate to lose yet. I think it's too acceptable for me, and by their even reactions, and then late in the game, it wasn't that all-or-nothing feeling to me. And like I told you, I was waiting for somebody to rally this, you know, the group, whether it's somebody on the bench, on the court. I'm like, who do we go with? We're looking at the bench trying to figure out who the heck can get out there and help us. And I mean, we honestly didn't know, you know, and it showed offensively because nobody wanted to score. And then we couldn't get the stop when we needed to. We get beat off the dribble. We just talked in the whole huddle about keeping the ball in front of us. If they make a shot, it's going to be over the top of us. And then 22's been bombing them from that same wing over there the entire night. It's just wide. I mean, we weren't even in 20 feet and then even challenged a shot. She drills a three. And then, of course, we turn it over on the next possession.
Well, I know that's something that you're going to want to find, too, because in the MIAA, close games are going to probably be the norm. I mean, it's going to be tough to win basketball games, and I'm sure that's leadership that you're going to have at some point.
Yeah, no, it is. You know, and again, I don't know who that is, and I'm waiting for it, but we don't see it in practice enough. We talk to them about it and the leadership and this mental toughness and who can grab the team and huddle them up and demand that we get the stop or get the one rebound that we have to have, or when we're turning it over and completely out of our structure, which they took us out of, which, and I thought we took them out of. I mean, it was just an ugly basketball game. It was two teams playing the same style, and we knew that. I'm just disappointed. I thought we would handle it so much better. You know, they were physical and thicker than we were. We thought we maybe had a speed advantage, and we didn't take advantage of that probably as much as we should have.
Well, what did you feel about the defensive play tonight? I know it was a little frustrating offensively, but it seemed like you were able to force some turnovers as well.
Yeah, I mean, we did. It was good. I mean, it was good enough to win. I mean, you know, you hold them to 59, and it was less than that until about the last 5 minutes when we had that. I mean, I think we were stuck on 53 or 4, it seemed like forever. That's when we had that 8 or 9 point lead, and then we just, yeah, I mean, we just stopped kind of playing, stopped attacking. We're just trying to, I guess, let the clock run out. I don't know. I mean, that wasn't what my approach was, but apparently it may have been for our players. But, yeah, we probably haven't been in the position a ton, you know, but at some point you think they would have in their careers, whether it was in high school or college or played in close games at some point. We just didn't respond very well.
All right, Coach, we'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, thanks.
That is Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. Again, the final tonight, 59-55. William Jewell with the win. We're back to wrap it up from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Well, a busy weekend on the Bearcat Radio Network comes to a close, but it'll be a busy weekend again next weekend as well, as both Bearcat basketball teams will be off through the Thanksgiving week in terms of games, but next Saturday and Sunday they will both be in action. The men's team will be here at Bearcat Arena for a couple of games next weekend. The Northwest women will head west to Colorado and play in Denver, Colorado, and then, of course, Bearcat football next Saturday at noon from Mankato, Minnesota, in the second round of the Division II playoffs, and we'll have the game for you on the Bearcat Radio Network starting at 11 o'clock next Saturday morning. So this weekend is a wrap, a 4-1 weekend for Bearcat sports here along the Bearcat Radio Network, and we'll give it a try again next week. My thanks to Christian back at the station for his help. I'm Matt Gorder. So long from Bearcat Arena.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.